interrupt your program for a special presentation of live play-by-play action on The Ump. This is Bob Jones Football, exclusively on The Ump. Welcome to the Bob Jones Football pregame show.
Are you ready for some football?
High school.
Football!
High school.
Yeah!
Now your host, Arky Shea.
I want to welcome you live here to Hoover, Alabama. We are at the Hoover Metropolitan. This is a great park for a great night of high school football. It is the Hoover Met, the host of the 2016 first round of the 7A playoffs. My name is Arky Shea. That is Seth Hagen there. And Bob Jones tonight has an uphill hill to climb. Hoover's got one of the best defenses, if not the best defense in the state, especially in this classification. But Bob Jones has got a pretty salty offense as well. There is a lot to like about this matchup tonight, and Bob Jones looks to pull the first-round upset.
Yeah, this is a game that, trust me, I was here last week when Hoover played Grayson, and their offense is beatable. They can definitely be shut down. Their quarterback is not beyond reproach. And really, you just have to be smart when you're playing their defense. When they beat you, just stay down. Take your opportunities when you can. This is a game that is very winnable for Bob Jones, and we know from last year it ain't nothing for a 4 seed to top a 1 seed.
It's a gorgeous night for football here, as Bob Jones, you can argue, one of the better 4 seeds you're going to find throughout the state of Alabama. And Hoover, of course, is beyond reproach. They have won the state championship 11 times in their tenure, 4 times under head coach Josh Niblett, who is 32-4 all time in the playoffs. While you look on the other side, Kevin Rose is looking to get past the first round for the first time since 2013. 6-7 all time in the playoffs is Bob Jones under coach Kevin Rose, and they're looking to stop that 2-game playoff losing streak right here tonight from Hoover, Alabama. We got a great one lined up for you here tonight. It's going to be the Bob Jones Patriots, number 10 in the state, taking on the number 4 Hoover Buccaneers. We're going to take a timeout. You're listening to the Bob Jones pregame show. We'll come back with coach Kevin Rose of the Bob Jones Patriots and talk about what he thinks it's going to take for the Patriots to be able to beat Hoover tonight. You're listening to Bob Jones Patriots pregame show exclusively on The Ump.
The booth we go with Arky Shea and Seth Hagen. Bob Jones football is on The Ump.
Welcome back into the Bob Jones pregame show. Arky Shea here, now joined by the head coach of the Bob Jones Patriots, Coach Rose. Good to see you, Coach Rose.
Good to see you, Arky.
An off week, what does that mean for your team getting ready for the playoff?
You know, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a chance for us to catch our breath after 10 consecutive weeks. You know, some guys that are dinged up, give them a chance to heal and give our coaches, you know, a little bit of downtime where you can actually take a breath and, you know, gave us some additional time to start game planning for this week.
Were you able to sort of spend that time mostly healing, or was it a lot of practice during that week? Were you softer on the guys just to try to make sure they're healthy for this week?
I wouldn't say softer. I'd say harder. You know, we ran them quite a bit, which they sure enjoyed that. You know, tried to make sure we stayed in game shape, you know, because of not playing on Friday night. We did a lot of weightlifting. So, you know, we tried to take it as a week to get their bodies healthy and strong and get in great condition and give us a chance to go win Friday night.
You're coming off a good performance, actually a great performance, especially when you talk about the second half. And once you get past the first quarter of getting down big, does that sort of lead this momentum? So you got a couple of games in a row that you've won now. You had a big comeback to where it looked like the guys could have just folded against Buckhorn. They did not. They rode that momentum. You got a week off. And now, of course, taking on Hoover, which is going to be maybe the stiffest test of the season.
Well, definitely. And I think we should have a lot of confidence. You know, we've come from behind a huge deficit, you know, and rallied back to win. And I think that should give us confidence to go into Hoover. You know, if they jump on a score first or whatever, if they're up at the half or whatever, you know, we've been there, done that. We know we're capable of coming back. So hopefully that'll be something that we can build on.
We talk about a lot in this region, the different type of offenses you play and the different type of defenses that you play. It seems like if there's a team that's going to be tested enough for to play a game in the playoffs against anybody, especially against Hoover, you've seen just about every test that you can see out there.
Well, I think we have, and I don't think the offenses in the Birmingham area that Hoover has played this year, I don't necessarily think they're as versatile as our offense. I think our offense can give them some problems if we perform. And hopefully, you know, we have our best outing of the year.
A lot will be made about the Hoover defense being a team that hasn't allowed more than 10 points to anybody in the state of Alabama.
but also you've played pretty tough defenses up here in the region too, and you played pretty well against James Clemens, for example. Pretty tough defenses.
Well, we played well against James Clemens. You know, we ended up scoring 28 points. Of course, you know, seven of those were on a pick six, and seven of those were set up by a forced fumble inside their own 10. But we also left a couple of touchdowns on the board against James Clemens. You know, we had a turnover down on the goal line. We had a drive stop when we didn't convert on fourth down in the end zone. And we had another drive that didn't result in points that we were in the red zone. We were in the red zone three different times that we didn't score, you know. So you look at Gadsden City, really nobody has scored on Gadsden City all year except us. You know, we scored 41 points, you know. So I certainly think we're capable of going down there and scoring some points. And yeah, we need a break. We need a pick six, or we need a cause fumble on the short field. You know, but if we get a couple of breaks or make a couple of breaks like that, you know, I think it gives us a chance.
I saw a defensive adjustment that you made in the game against Buckhorn where you had a Mac Reagan onto the defensive line to sort of add some size and some girth there in the middle to be able to try to make some stops. How has that been able to affect, and who's the brainchild that of?
Well, you know, we've talked all year. Obviously, a problem area for us has been not winning the line of scrimmage, you know. And, you know, you go back and forth, you know, is there a guy you could play a little bit both ways? And, you know, we finally came up with, well, let's see if Matt can go over there and play three or four series and still be able to play offense. And he did a super job. And Colby Morrell was able to come in and spell him on offense, a player too, you know, so he could, you know, come off the field and get some water and give him a second. But I thought Matt did a great job and was instrumental in us playing well the other night.
What is the most important thing that needs to happen Friday night for Bob Jones to be able to come away and go to the second round?
Well, I think defensively it's got to be our best performance of the year. And, again, I think just like we – same recipe that we used to beat James Clemens, we can't allow them to score on special teams. We can't allow them to score on defense. And our defense needs to create a couple opportunities for us.
And once you create those opportunities, of course, that explosive offense, you talked about how some of the teams that Hoover has played don't quite show the same type of offensive proficiency that you do. Obviously, this team is all about frenzy. This team spends a lot of time on offense trying to get the timing down. And you're talking about an offense for you guys that seems to be hitting on pretty much all cylinders right now.
Well, I think we've played well and improved all season. And, again, I think Brady Polson has come on and progressed, you know, especially the last 5 weeks. And I think he's, you know, hot. I think he's throwing the ball as well as any quarterback in the state. And of course, you've had, you know, Makai Stewart and Demontrez Brown that have really come on. You know, Sam Barnes has made some plays. And obviously, you know, to me, the guy that makes it all go is Brad Anderson. You know, we're 7-3, you know, but Brad didn't play at all against Austin and missed numerous snaps in the Gadsden City and Hewitt game because of the high ankle sprain. You know, I feel like Brad Anderson plays every play. You know, we got a chance to be 10-0, you know. I mean, so I feel like we've got a good football team. If everybody's healthy and playing at full speed, I think we're dangerous.
As far as Brady Polson is concerned, is this as good as you've seen him put this last half of the season stretch go?
It is, and he's honestly, the last 5 weeks, he's played, you know, as good or better than anybody we've ever had here at quarterback. I mean, he's really, you know, carried the football team and been a great leader, and hopefully, you know, his best is still ahead of him.
The cards are seeming stacked against you. All the experts seem to be picking against Bob Jones. They seem to be looking at 7-3 versus what this offense can do. And they're looking at the Hoover defense. So hopefully Bob Jones can come away with that victory, show them that they're wrong, and we'll be doing this again next week.
Well, Hoover's certainly the favorite, and they deserve to be the favorite. I think they've won every first-round playoff game since 1993. You know, but just like the Cubs won the World Series last night, all streaks come to an end at some point. So we're certainly going to go down there and give them our best shot.
Does this game have any extra history meaning to you, knowing that you've had your time coaching running backs there at Hoover?
Well, it's a special place for me. It was a springboard in my career, even though, you know, I had already been a head coach, an AD, an offensive coordinator. It was fortunate enough to be on a couple of state championship teams. Me going to Hoover, you know, allowed me to come to Bob Jones and be the coordinator and then be the head coach. You know, a lot of times when you're in 3A and 4A football, no matter how good a job you do, you kind of get labeled as a, you know, small high school coach, or you know what I'm saying, and you don't get that opportunity to be a 6A or 7A head coach. So, you know, the opportunity I got at Hoover has been great for my career, and, you know, I feel very blessed to have been a part of it.
Do you allow yourself at all to think about how nice it would be to be able to get over that Hoover hump and finally be able to get a win over Hoover?
Well, sure. I mean, we all have dreams and aspirations and goals in our business lives and personal lives. I mean, to beat Hoover would almost, you know, I told the kids the other day, you asked every kid in the state playing football, what's one thing you'd like to accomplish? And, you know, we kind of came to the agreement, beat Hoover, you know, more so than even winning a state championship. Every kid in the state of Alabama, you know, would like the opportunity to beat Hoover. Tony Bratovsky, one of our former players, when he moved here, you know, he moved from New Jersey, you know, he told his dad, well, I want to play at Hoover. And his dad said, well, you can't play at Hoover. You know, my job's in Huntsville. He said, then I want to play for somebody that can beat Hoover. And that's why he came to Bob Jones. And we almost beat Hoover in his time here. We led him in the fourth quarter, but we didn't get it done. So, you know, I look at it as a great opportunity. What more could you ask for? You got a chance to go down and play one of the best high schools in the country. And, you know, you can't beat them unless you play them.
You'll be able to beat them hopefully this Friday night because you do get a chance to play them. Hopefully Hoover doesn't know what's coming for him. Coach, I really appreciate the time. Thank you and best of luck.
Thanks, Arky.
Now, let's join the booth live with Arky Shea and Seth Hagan.
I want to welcome you back live here into the Hoover Met, getting set for kickoff just under 14 minutes away. Arky Shea here, Seth Hagan there. It's going to be a tough matchup. We're going to get you some more previews coming up. That gets you starting lineups also coming up in just a couple of moments. We'll also get you set, previewed, amped, and ready because we have a dynamite game, Seth, between the Bob Jones Patriots, number 10 in the state. It's been a tough region they had to get through. They got the number 4 seed. That's why they're on the road at number 1 seed out of Region 3. Hoover going through their region season undefeated. Their two lone losses to two top 25 teams in the country, in Grayson out of Georgia and Allenton, who happens to be, I don't know, number 13 in the country right now, happens to be a pretty darn good football team. In Grayson, Georgia, all they seem to have is 5 stars, especially on that defensive front. Bob Jones will look to take advantage of some of that. When we come back, we'll get you set starting lineups, some news and notes to get ready for this game, and get you set for kickoff between the Bob Jones Patriots and the Hoover Buccaneers. You're listening to Bob Jones Pregame Show, brought to you exclusively on The Ump.
Back to live coverage of Bob Jones football on The Ump.
Back live to the Hoover Met. Arky Shea here, Seth Hagan there for the broadcast of the first round of the Alabama High School Athletic Association's 51st playoffs. Here in the great state of Alabama. First round matchup between the Bob Jones Patriots and the Hoover Buccaneers just about 5 minutes away. Seth, Bob Jones, of course, got an explosive offense. Defense is a little bit of a work in progress at this point. But offensively, what does Bob Jones need to do to take advantage of Hoover?
Oh, right now, I think that if they can pound the edges on the run and stay away from Hoover's big uglies in the middle, I think that can really help them. Obviously, we're going to use Brady Polson today. He needs to have a big game, especially in the play action. Part of the game really needs to sell that run so he can put that ball over the top to DeMontrez. And I really think this is a game where they can take advantage of the size on Hoover's edges. You look at their defensive ends, and they don't have a guy above 225 pounds, and that's something that Ethan Ganoush and Kendall Randolph should really relish there on the left side. So if we can keep Mag Reagan fresh, because we're going to use him along the defensive line, but if we can keep him fresh, I believe we can take these edges and do exactly what Hoover's opponent last week did, Grayson in Georgia.
They have two linebacker prospects that are committed to FBS programs. We'll talk a lot about Colby Coleman, who is committed to Bowling Green, and K.J. Vault, who is committed to Tulane. We'll talk about them a lot tonight as well. For Bob Jones defensively, the work in progress is a true statement. They're trying to get a little bit better each and every week, and they'd like to get a lot better this week because they got a pretty decent tailback in C.J. Sturdivant that they'll go against.
Yeah, this is a guy who's very difficult to bring down. Sturdivant, 5'11", 210. He added 20 pounds in the offseason. He's a guy that's headed to Tulane probably at the end of the year to join his teammate K.J. Vault. And it's going to be difficult. And also, you can't keep your eyes off of R.J. Randall, who's a kind of a change of pace back, a fellow senior as well. So these guys can't get multiple, and you have to stay disciplined in your gaps.
We're just about ready to get underway. The coin toss that's just happened, we'll get you what happened there in just about 60 seconds. Quick timeout. We'll get ready for kickoff here from Hoover, Alabama. Bob Jones takes on Hoover next. You're listening to Bob Jones Patriots exclusively on The Ump.
Now back to Bob Jones Football on The Ump.
The teams have made their way onto the field, or at least the Hoover Buccaneers have, the home team here. The coin toss just happened a few moments ago. Bob Jones has won the toss. They will receive to start the game. Not a shocker there. It's a frenzy. They will try to continue. Hoover will go on defense, their strong point. So we're going to see strength versus strength very early on here from the Hoover men. Bob Jones comes through the sign. They are ready to go. It is playoff time in Alabama for the 51st time. We are set to get the playoffs underway under the AHSAA. In fact, 51 years ago, there were just four teams overall competing for a state championship. This year, Bob Jones is one of 16 that will be competing in 7A, the fairly new 7A classification. They have to get through the number one Bucks of Hoover as far as defense and the number four Hoover overall in the ASWA final regular season poll. Seth, you ready to get this thing underway?
And I cannot wait to get this thing underway. This is going to be a great game, like you said. Number seven scoring offense in Bob Jones versus the number two scoring defense in Hoover. Something's got to give.
We are about to find out as coming on to kick for the Hoover Buccaneers is their junior kicker and a mighty good one in Barrett Pickering. Barrett Pickering is one of the top, in fact, rated by ProKicker.com, the top kicker in the state of Alabama, has a long of 47 yards this season. He will be one that can put it through the end zone a lot. Pickering set to kick. We are underway. This one is deep, and it is into the back of the end zone. It is a touchback. So Bob Jones will start at his own 20-yard line to start for the 2016 first-round playoff matchup. It's strength versus strength. They give you the starting lineup for Bob Jones on offense. From left to right on the line, Kendall Randolph, Mac Reagan, Caleb Lawson, Tucker Walters, and Ethan Kadush. Montrezl Brown, Makai Stewart, Brad Anderson, and Sam Barringer, receivers. Jalen Williams, the tailback, number 35. And number 10 is Brady Polson, who is absolutely on fire the last half of the season. Bob Jones going from the left to the right. Polson gets the quick snap, looks left, now goes over the middle, throws it. It is caught by Brad Anderson at the 37 to the 38-yard line. A tough catch, a tough throw. And the Patriots start off with a big first down throw from Mr. Brady Polson. Expect a lot of that.
Boy, Brad Anderson snatched that ball right off the Hoover defender's helmet. What a snag there in the middle of the field. That's exactly what Brady needs to get going tonight.
Patriots empty formation, three to the right, one to the left. Hoover jumps off sides. Jumps off sides. The Patriots will go to the 44-yard line, and the Patriots getting a little bit of early momentum. Bob Jones wearing their road white tops on the white bottoms, white helmets with the BJ logo on the side, blue numerals encased in red.
Hoover drew a lot of offsides penalties last week against Grayson. They need to use that to their advantage with Bob Jones.
Hoover used a lot of two men down and three men down on the line. They also have four men down at plenty of time. They are a varied and complicated defense at times. Coming in motion's Brad Anderson. No hand to him. He goes up the middle to the 45, spins to the 47, to the 48-yard line. That's a gain of four. Give him five to the 48 officially. That'll be just short of the first down by about a yard.
It's a good run by Brad. Had the patience, but saw that hole there. Quick little spin move to get that extra yard. Second and short coming up for Bob Jones.
Second down and very short. Patriots put three receivers to the left, one to the right. That's Sam Barnes, wide right on the hash mark. That's the wide side. Brad Anderson will get back behind his quarterback. Quick snap. Polson hands off to Anderson. Hit at the line of scrimmage. May have gotten half a yard on that one. It'll be close. They won't give him quite enough for the first down. We'll call that a gain of none. Yeah, so we third down and very short.
Yep, just about half a yard there. So looks like, yep, they will bring in Isaiah Hatchett, our big back. Jalen Williams also staying out there.
The Hoover Bucks will have their orange tops on their white bottoms, orange stripe down the side encased in black. gray numerals encased in black. Black helmets, Bucks written on the side. Third down and very short. Patriots in shotgun. One receiver left, two to the right. Doesn't matter. We have a stoppage in play. Josh Niblett sees that Bob Jones wants a timeout very early in this game, and he gets one. Kevin Rose will take the first timeout of the game at his own 48-yard line, needing less than half a yard, really, to be able to get the first down to start this game. On defense for Hoover, on the line they have Caleb Gibbs, Kamari Brown, Ricky Paolo, and Christian Taylor. Linebackers, Colby Coleman, Eli West, and K.J. Fault is more of a nickel and a slash position there, a star position and a buck position they've talked about with him. Chase Brown, Ben Abercrombie is your backfield defensively. Jaden Jordan, your free safety, and another quarterback on the right side, Will Singleton, number four, who is matched up against Sam Barnes on the near side. Patriots back out, third and very short, Paulson in the shotgun, gets the snap, hand off to Williams, up the middle, first down to the 49-yard line. That'll be where it stopped. The Patriots get about a yard and a half on that one, but it will be the second first down for the Patriots, and the drive continues.
A couple of first downs, exactly what we need. One of my big points in this game is to stay ahead of the field position game. Don't help the Hoover D out already any more than they need by putting the offense in a bad spot. So good job by the guys already flipping the field, and now we can worry about putting some points on the board.
Patriots on the left half hash mark with four receivers set up. Three to the right, one to the left, one tailback. Paulson looks to throw, looks a near side out route to Makai Stewart, overthrown. Overthrown, had he thrown it just a little shorter, he would have had Makai Stewart there around the 30-yard line, would have been a big gain. Instead, it is going to be a second down and long.
Yeah, Brady Paulson had a really close ball, and Brett Anderson just having to grab it right off the top of the Hoover defender on the very first play. That one put a little bit too much air under it. That's something that CJ that he's done in the past, but he should be able to measure that out.
Second and 10, they'll split receivers either side. Quick handoff goes to Williams looking for the side, and he can't get there. It's the Hoover defense. It's going to be hard to run on going sideline to sideline. Jalen Williams lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be third down and long.
All right, so in this situation, we need Brady to step up. Got a couple of receivers out there, Demontrez Brown. And honestly, Sam Barnes has to have a big game tonight. Those big safeties from Hoover will slide over and man up Demontrez the entire game.
Paulson now with four receivers as the ball went from the left hash to the right hash mark, right underneath the chin of the Hoover Buck logo. To the right of him is Jalen Williams. Brady Paulson looks, fakes, throws over the middle. It's looking for Makai Stewart. Outstretch arms. Got it at the 29-yard line. Big catch there.
Boy, and that looked like the exact same play, just to the opposite side. That time, put a little more air up under the ball. Got that arc, and it flew right into Makai's hands. That was beautiful. And another first down for Bob Jones.
That's a gain of 22 down inside the 30 to the 29, and the Patriots continue. Paulson snaps, looks, throws over left side for Demontrez. Brown's got him at the 25, falls inside to the 24-yard line. Demontrez Brown gets a gain of about four on that one. He's second down.
Demontrez is going to have a size advantage the entire night. Both Chase Brown and Will Singleton, neither one of them over 180 pounds or 6 feet tall. So he will have the matchup benefit tonight.
Jaden Jordan with the tackle for the Hoover Bucks. He's second down and a long six. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Isaiah Hatchett, the lone tailback beside Paulson. Just underway, 7:52 on the clock. No score here from Hoover. As the Patriots looking to mount a first drive. Quick throw to Isaiah Hatchett in the flat. Spins around from a couple defenders. Tries to move forward to the 25-yard line. It's going to lose a yard as Hoover was up the field quickly on that one. Underneath there, looked like it was a good opportunity there for number 40 for Hoover to be able to get that tackle. Number 40 is Christian Taylor.
Yeah, he blew up Ethan Ganoush on that play, and Ganoush was lucky to be able to grab his running back and pull him in for a few more yards. Still, though, third and long here for Brady Paulson.
Third now, eight from the 26-yard line. Patriots driving. Put three receivers to the left, one to the right. 7 minutes now on the clock. No score. Blitz coming off the right side. Throw over to the left side. upended after the catch by Makai Stewart, upended, a gain of zero on that one, and it'll be fourth down.
That's a tough one right there to take because, once again, our block got blown up. Brad Anderson there on the edge, unable to keep his guy down, and a great form tackle to bring down Makai on that one.
This from the 26-yard line. It'll be from 43. It's a little long for Ian Kurowski. He'd be comfortable around 35 to 40. So Patriots will go for it on 4th and 8 from the Hoover 26-yard line. Two tailbacks in. Isaiah Hatchett to the left. To the right is Brad Anderson. Demontrez Brown split out left. Two receivers to the right.
Could be play action to Makai.
Looking to throw over the middle in the back of the end zone. It is incomplete. Incomplete as the Bob Jones Patriots had two receivers there, including Demontrez Brown, and looks like Makai Stewart, but it's just deflected at the very end, and it is a turnover on downs.
All right, so ultimately, not a bad possession. You drove down the field, you flipped the field, more importantly, and now you got to get after the quarterback. This is a guy that if you mess with him, you mess with his head and get back there and penetrate, you can really force him into some bad situations.
Hoover now from their own 26. They'll go right to left. So get the ball for the first time tonight. 6:11 on the clock. Their quarterback, Garrett Farquhar, stands back in the shotgun formation. Gets the snap. He'll actually fake the end around. Throws deep over the middle, looking for a receiver. Bob Jones has two defenders there. It is incomplete. Bob Jones had two receivers there, including Mikael Stewart, who was back there playing deep. And Jay Hawthorne has the deep free safety playing above him.
Ultimately, Mikael able to stay above his man, try to knock that ball away. It was a little bit too far for the receiver anyway, and that's why that little bit of contact didn't matter to the refs.
Farquhar was looking for Cam Ford. Second down and 10. Hoover, quick handoff to Sturdivant. Sturdivant looking for left side, gets up the middle to the 30-yard line. It's a gain of 4 before he's tackled eventually by D.J. Butler. So it'll be a big third down opportunity, and for the Patriots, all their talk this offseason and this season has been get off the field on third down. Here is their first chance.
Third and long situation. This is where Bob Jones thrives and where Garrett Farquhar, quite honestly, struggles. He's a guy that likes to get out and run, but he can make mistakes if he's forced into the open field.
Farquhar gets the snap. Good jump by Gavin Lewis. He has to roll near side. It is incomplete. Farquhar forced out of his comfort zone as a great jump there from Gavin Lewis on the right side of the defensive front. And Hoover will have to punt.
That's what I was saying earlier. Farquhar, when you force him out of that pocket and get him on the run, he's very inaccurate with his throws last week against Grayson. Time and again, they forced him out of that pocket, and he had receivers wide open, just like that scenario there, but unable to make a completion. So this is the angle that Bob Jones has to play all night.
Brad Anderson back at his own 30 to receive. Pickering, it's also the punter as well. He punts this one, and it is a low drive. Grabbed at the 34. Brad Anderson looking for some space. Gets up to the 37, the 38, and now rolled forward to the 39-yard line. And that is where the Bob Jones Patriots will take over for their second drive of the ballgame. We're 5:16 to go here in quarter number one. No score from the Hoover Met as the Patriots and Bucks are locking antlers here tonight for the first-round matchup in the AHSAA playoffs. Bob Jones all-time against Hoover 0-5. Looking for that first win against the Hoover Buccaneers.
Tell you what, if this becomes a punter's game, I really like our chances, especially with Jay Hawthorne back there waiting.
Two to the left, one to the right. Paulson looks over the middle. It is caught by Demontrez Brown at the 50-yard line. That's where he's going to be tackled. That's enough for a first down and add a yard. Already 8 pass attempts for Brady Paulson tonight.
They're getting it going. Not all completions. He's missing a couple, but we're moving the ball, and that's the most important thing already back in Hoover territory.
Patriots back up at midfield. They'll put two receivers to the left, two tailbacks on the either side of Paulson. Paulson looks over the middle again, find Demontrez Brown to get the 40, scurries forward to the 35, and to the 34-yard line. Another 16-yard gain for the Patriots, and again, having a little bit of success throwing the football.
They're giving him the space, and Demontrez is a big guy. That time they took 3 guys in the Hoover secondary just to bring him down. So if that matchup is there all night, Paulson has to feed the big man.
Demontrez Brown, 6'2", 215, the biggest target on the Patriots receiving core.
also part-time tight end. Polson looks, tries to fire his sack. He has sacked at the 40-yard line. Big-time stop there for Hoover. Number 98 gets the sack. That goes to Kamari Brown, the 6'2", 278-pound junior. Makes it a 6-yard loss. Second down and long.
Brady knows that he's going to get a decent amount of time because we've got a great offensive line, but he's got to recognize when to get that ball out of there.
Back to the 40-yard line. Polson with one tailback. He puts in motion Brad Anderson. He'll throw it over him in the flat. He's got to get up the field quickly. He does and loses another couple. Back to the 43-yard line, and the Patriots are going the wrong way.
Blocking on the edges in the last couple of drives really concerns me. First, it was Brad Anderson missing a block that got Mekhi knocked over, and now the role reverses, and Mekhi gets blown up, and as a result, Brad Anderson gets tackled in the open field. Great open field tackling by Hoover. You have to play your blocks with a lot of focus because these guys are on it 100% of the time.
Third down and 19. The Patriots need to get to the 24-yard line just inside of Hoover for a first down. They will put out five receivers, two to the left, three to the right, to the near side. Quick throw over to Mekhi Stewart. Got it. Moves over to the 40, to the 39, but that's about it. That'll give them about five on the catch, but that is all, and it'll be fourth down.
So we'll bring the punt team on, and not a bad thing. We have flipped the field. Now we have a chance to pin Hoover inside their 10, and that's something that we could really take advantage of. Start putting Farquhar in some really tight spots.
Patriots back to punt. Riley back to do so. Quick left-footed punt. This is high. This looks like it may bounce just inside the 5-yard line. It does, and goes sideways to the 4-yard line, and that will be a great, great punt. Inside the 5, it goes. They'll mark it at the 3, and the Patriots defense will be in good shape as a great, great punt for the first one of the night for the Patriots from number 12, John Riley, who's 5'10", 175, and just a sophomore.
Boy, just when you thought John Riley had put that ball just a little bit too far, my man puts a little side spin on it, puts it down to the 3. That's best-case scenario for Bob Jones. Now they got to get to work on defense.
Farquhar sets up with his tailback Sturdivant about 6 yards deep. Quick handoff to him, goes right side. He's upended at the 3-yard line. Gain of nothing. Kate Kohler there with a big hit. Also underneath with DJ Butler, who blitzed underneath. At the gain of maybe one. They'll give him to the 4-yard line, so they'll give him a yard. Ryan, second down and 9.
Ryan Gilbert into the game, tight end for Hoover. Got to think they're going to continue to try to power through and get this ball outside the 10.
Two receivers to the right for Farquhar. Won't matter. Goes to the left, and it is a loss of a yard. Back to the 3-yard line. Great swarming defense for the Patriots. Kate Kohler there again. So is Talik Cureton, who is starting defensively for the Patriots. It'll be third down and 9. Almost the original 10 with under 2 to go here in quarter number 1. No score from the Met. Farquhar puts three receivers to the right, one to the left. Quick rolls right side, rolls. Patriots giving chase, rolls. Comes back inside to the 5, to the 10, to the 12, to the 13. That's enough for a first down to the 14-yard line. As he cuts back inside, makes a couple defenders miss, and he gets the first down to the 14-yard line. Bucks move the chains.
That's a frustrating one. You had Hoover right where you wanted him, but we've mentioned before, Farquhar is a guy that likes to get out and run, and that time he just didn't force the ball out of his hand.
Farquhar looks. Another handoff comes near side to the 15, to the 17, to the 18-yard line. Give him 4, and that one carried from number 21, who is Larry McCammon, a sophomore, 6'190". Hoover on offense, left to right on the line. Michael May, Jacob Bodden, Austin Carter, Taylor Brown, Sam McDaniel, your starters. Wide receiver Shedrick Jackson, Cortez Hall, Cam Ford. The tight ends, Joseph Tempa, Garrett Farquhar is the quarterback as he looks to throw right side. Looking, getting some pressure. Sack back at the 10-yard line. Back at the 10-yard line. Look who is back underneath. That's Cade Kohler. That's a sack on the season. Another big-time hit.
It'll be third down and 14.
Cade is that guy that we need to stay disciplined on the quarterback. That time, last couple plays, let him out of the pocket, but Cade focused on this one. And him and DJ Butler are the guys that have to have their eyes on Farquhar the entire night. He's a guy that can slip out and really hurt you, as we've already seen.
Under 15 seconds to go, quarter number one. Three receivers to the left, one to the right for Farquhar. One tailback. Farquhar gets it. Quick handoff on the right side. Actually fakes the throws on the left side to the 15, to the 20. There's some space. They can get it to the 25, to the 27, to the 29. Finally pushed out of bounds at the 33-yard line. He needed 13. Instead, he got 18. Actually, 19 on that one. And that will end quarter number one. So the Patriots and Bucks tied up at zero here in the Hoover Mets. We'll switch sides of the field, and we'll get ready for quarter number two, the Bucks with another first down. You're listening to Bob Jones Patriots Football exclusively on The Ump.
Back to the booth we go with Arky Shea and Seth Hagan. Bob Jones Football is on The Ump.
That pass and catch goes from Farquhar to number three, Cortez Hall, the senior, who will get that catch and credit for it. Let me give you the Bob Jones defensive starters before we run out of time here. We're getting a little bit of pace going. On the line, Gavin Lewis, David Foster, Talik Cureton. Linebackers show as Eli Johnston, DJ Butler, Cade Kohler, and Trey Langford in the backfield. Kyle Parker, Jay Hawthorne, AJ Harris, and Mikhail Stewart. So the Hoover Bucks will start off at their own 33 to start quarter number two, as it has been a quick-running first quarter, 19 minutes in actual real time, and we're 12 minutes into a game. Both these teams having some success offensively and defensively. Farquhar, as the quarterback, awaits the snap, gets a quick handoff. Sturdivant goes up the middle to the 34, to the 35. There's two.
Cade Kohler with another tackle right there, and he's going to be a big guy. But once again, you got to keep your eyes on the quarterback. He's burned you now twice getting out of that pocket, and those run pass options, it's a tricky thing when you're playing a quarterback that is not only a senior and a leader, but a guy who can play both the runner and the passer at the same time.
Correction, that's McCammon with the carry, second down and eight. Bob Jones with the blitz, Farquhar underneath pressure, sacks back at the 24-yard line.
DJ Butler, baby.
DJ Butler, Talik Cureton, and Gavin Lewis, I should say, on there, and number 19, Chris Cobb. All right around the quarterback, and it'll be third down and long. The Patriots dial up a blitz, and it works out.
Tell you what, Bob Jones getting after it there on the defensive line. Already three tackles for loss and two sacks. That's more than the entire game a couple of weeks ago combined.
Third down and 19. Farquhar's got four receivers to either side, right in the middle of the field. It's on 24. Farquhar fires left side, fires deep. He's got a man open. It is caught at the 34, taken down at the 32-yard line. That is a big pitch and catch over on the left side. Big first down, and Hoover is in Bob Jones territory and threatening.
Jaden Hill, let him get a little bit too far on him, and honestly, that's also on the safeties. They can't allow these guys to break open for big runs. That's going to give the quarterback a lot of confidence as he flips the field.
Shedrick Jackson with the reception of 46. Quick run right side. Nothing. Back to the line of scrimmage. May have lost half a yard. McCammon with another carry.
Gavin Lewis heads out. Talik Cureton comes back in. I thought also earlier I saw Tucker Walters in. So a couple of offensive linemen have now become defensive tackles. And Bob Jones' effort to stop the run up the middle.
Second down and 10. Hoover spread to that again. Farquhar calls the snap, looking to fire, getting some time. On the rush, Cureton. He misses. Rolls right as Farquhar, looking, firing over the right side. Is incomplete. Incomplete will bring up another third down defensively for the Patriots, and this is one of those situations where, as we just talked about in the first quarter, get off the field if you can on third down. You're already in field goal territory for Garrett Pickering, who has had a pretty darn good season already.
Bob Jones has been sound all year on first down, but it's been those second and third downs where things start to break down in the second level, and they have to stay focused on this one. They can't let up for one single second, or this quarterback will burn you.
Pickering is 17 of 19 on the year. Marquardt time now has to roll. Looks, throws over the middle, and it is intercepted. Intercepted by the Patriots. That's A.J. Harris. He goes right side looking for some space. Finally take it down at the 26-yard line. Bob Jones defense holds, and they come back on offense. A.J. Harris, who has been fairly quiet this season as far as balls deflected interceptions, shows you why he's such a highly touted prospect and why he's someone who committed to a big-time school like Ole Miss.
A.J. Harris, a guy that started the year at cornerback but now has been moved to safety. And I think it's a great move. He's able to see the field and anticipate. And, boy, it almost looked like Farquhar threw it right to him. Great anticipation by A.J.
Patriots will come out at their own 27-yard line with one receiver left, two to the right. Paulson looking to throw, looking, firing over the middle, looking for Demontrez Brown. It is intercepted. It is intercepted at the 40-yard line, coming the other way to the 50. Looking, come near side. He's still on his feet. White jersey's trying to get him down to 35, to the 40. Still on his feet. He's finally tackled by Tucker Walters. Another interception. That's for Chase Brown, the defensive back we told you about, who is pretty darn impressive. Another interception, and now Hoover back on the field offensively.
And very similar to a few weeks ago where we had a great stop and then threw an interception right off the very next drive. In this situation, it's important to try to churn these yards out and not get too greedy on these big plays. It's a tough one. He could not make the throw.
Just an ill-advised throw as well. Two receivers to the right for Farquhar. Quick handoff to Sturdivant. He goes left side looking for some room. He gets a little bit, gets a yard. Over there with the tackle, or at least right there for it, was Gavin Lewis. It'll be second down and 9.
Third straight 1-yard run for Sturdivant. Keeping tabs on him, and slowly but surely, Bob Jones is doing a really good job. It's just these third down breakdowns. If they can keep those on the low, then this is a game that's going to really be a knockdown, drag-out defensive battle. Already a couple of turnovers, but we do have a guy down.
The Patriots do have a player down right where the tackle was being made. The gain is of 1 on the left side. He's moving his leg, so there's good news there. You know, it's been an interesting matchup already. Both teams have had their opportunities to score. Both defenses have played extremely well when they've had to. Both offenses have had big plays. Both teams are ready to play. Bob Jones using that off week very well to get healed and rested and get ready for this first-round matchup. Fans clapping because he has come to his seated position, still on the ground. Still trying to get the jersey number. A couple of trainers are blocking who that may be. That's Gavin Lewis.
Yeah. He's a guy that we need desperately already with a tackle for loss and a sack tonight.
Gavin Lewis walks off under his own power. And coming in for him is number 19, Chris Cobb. So the Patriots will now come up on defense on second down and 9. Sturdivant, the tailback, next to Farquhar. Two receivers to the left. On the left hash mark for Hoover. They bring forward in motion right side. Two receivers right now. Hand off to Sturdivant. Sturdivant tackled after he gets 2, maybe 3 to the 45. Still trying to fight forward, but he's not moving anywhere. To the 35-yard line. A gain of 3. It'll be third down and 7.
So before the game, Sturdivant is a guy that's very, very difficult to bring down, and he showed it right there. Should have been a 1-yard game, but able to grind it out for a couple of more yards. Give him a little bit more of a makeable third down, but it's still third and long and one that Bob Jones needs to hold on.
Hoover will put two receivers to the right, including Ford, two to the left, including the dangerous Nelson. Quick throw for Farquhar. Looking, throw over the middle. It is caught just short of the 30. They'll give it to the 31. That's short of the first down by about 3 yards. It'll be fourth down from the 31-yard line. It'll be an interesting position here for Pickering. His long is 47 on the season. He's got the leg. Do they want to give him the chance to kick here? It would be just beyond what he is comfortable with. Fourth down and a long 3. Got to get to the 28-yard line. The offense is staying on the field. Farquhar barking out the plays. They'll put the receivers tied to the formation. And one tailback, Farquhar looking to throw. Bob Jones with some pressure, throw over the right side. He's caught the 20, and that is where it'll be stopped. First down. Needed four, give him four plus another seven to the 27-yard line. Excuse me, to the 20-yard line. Another first down for Bob or for Hoover.
It's going to be a game where Josh Numblett is going to feel comfortable going for fourth down all night because he knows his defense can stand up, force turnovers. They've already forced a couple of them tonight.
Ethan Ganoush is coming on. Excuse me, that's Mac Reagan coming on to play a little nose tackle position. We saw that against Buckhorn. One of the things they've experimented with in the last few weeks is to try that to hold that rush defense down. Farquhar, options left side. Back to the 20, cuts back to the 19, and that's it. Gets almost a yard, maybe a full yard. Good job by the Patriots to set the edge on that side and make it second down and long.
Yeah, bringing in Nathan Ganoush here in the red zone. He's a big guy, and they're not going to be able to run very well against him. They haven't been running well really the entire game. And once this field shrinks down, a lot fewer places for Farquhar to run.
He's your biggest guy, Mac Reagan. He is 6'3", 305. As Farquhar puts three receivers to the right, one to the left, one tailback. Farquhar looks to throw. Pressure up the middle. Sacked at the 20-yard line. Kate Kohler, there goes that man again. Loses only about a yard, but makes it third down and long again as the Patriots defensively, something we have not seen a lot of this year, which is get pressure on that pass rush, especially early.
It looks like a coming-out party for Kate Kohler. Already in on seven tackles, two tackles for loss, and that being his second sack already of the evening.
Third down and 10 for the Hoover Bucks. No huddle as both teams go throughout the entire game. 6 minutes to go, quarter number two. No score from the Hoover Mets. Maybe the biggest surprise so far. Quick handoff to Sturdivant, right side, to the 15, to the 12, to the 13, actually. He'll be short of the first down by about 3.5, maybe 4. And that sets up for a field goal opportunity, and they'll bring on Barrett Pickering, who is 17 of 19 on the season. They'll push it to the middle of the field. This will be from 30 yards out for Pickering to give Hoover the lead and the first points of the game. Snap good. Hold up. Kick is up. Kick is long enough, definitely, and also good. From 30 yards out, Barrett Pickering connects, and it's 3-0 Hoover. You're listening to the Bob Jones Patriots football on exclusively The Ump.
Back to live coverage of Bob Jones football on The Ump.
Back live, we are here to the Hoover Met. 5:23 to go here in the quarter. Hoover leads Bob Jones 3-0, and they will kick for just the second time this game.
It's been a defensive showdown so far already. Several sacks, a couple of turnovers on downs, a couple of interceptions. And this is going to be a tough knockdown, drag-out fight between two powers here in Alabama.
That will go in the back of the end zone with a kick from Pickering, and the Patriots will set up at their own 20-yard line. So Bob Jones, offensively, has had a lot of success. Their defense has played pretty darn well, as you would hope they would. And now it looks like the Patriots are now in a bit of a position where they have to go ahead and put some points on the board.
We knew it would have to happen all night. And Brady Paulsen, he's going to have to be the man. Hoover, so good against the run, and especially this year, playing teams at 2.5 yards a carry.
Brad Anderson gets the toss, goes to the 20-yard line, back to the original line of scrimmage. Nothing there. Brad Anderson, they're trying to get the ball. Brady Pulse has 12 tosses tonight. Also a sack against him. But five touches so far for Brad Anderson, a guy that they want to get the ball. He is their best offensive weapon in the open field. He is tough to bring down. He is the young man who against Dorman the first game of the season ran for 301 yards and two 99-yard touchdown carries. Paulson looks to fire over the left right side to Sam Barnes. He drops it. Drops it at the 25-yard line. It'll be third down and long. Now you get into a little bit of a dangerous territory.
Yeah, it's the second straight drive where they forced a third and long. And Brady's fully capable. We all know that. We've got home run hitters on this team. But Hoover's so good and so talented there setting that edge.
Three receivers right, one to the left for Brady Polson. Third down and 10. The line to gain's the 30. Hoover switching around linemen. One man with hands on the ground. Quick throw right side. Brad Anderson gets to the 20. Goes outside to the 22, to the 23, knocked forward to the 24-yard line. That's a gain of 4, but that's well short, as that one was thrown right at the line of scrimmage, and there's not much else there.
Brad's got a lot of moves, but this is a game where you can't really dilly-dally much there on the edge. Hoover's so quick to the edge, and obviously we've already talked about how great their tackling is there on the perimeter as well. So going to have to get north-south in this game to pick up that first down.
Cortez Hall back to return for Hoover. John Riley on to kick for the Patriots. Last time went inside the 5. If it goes inside the 5 this time, that'll be a minor miracle. High punt back to the 43 is where he'll catch that one. He'll go left side, got some space to the midfield. Makes a man miss to the 45, to the 40. Looking for a little bit of an alley to the 30, to the 25, where he's knocked out of bounds. At the 25-yard line, great field position for Hoover. And this is the dangerous part of the game we talk about. You don't get much time off the clock for your defense. You go out three and out. Hoover got a little bit of momentum offensively. If they could take a few minutes off here, score, they'll get the ball to start the second half. And this is kind of a game that Hoover has won before, where they just had to slowly pull away from you. Next thing you know, it's 17 or 21 nothing.
Yeah, this is a team that they just slowly but surely grind you down. And I've said it before, Niblett has an incredible amount of confidence in his defense, even when you put him in bad situations. I mean, last week against Grayson, Hoover could have easily given up 45 or 50 points had it not been for this great defense.
Good news, there's a flag on the play. It looked like the official was throwing a marker. That's holding on the Buccaneers, so they'll bring that back all the way to the 41. That's great news. Now I see the flag. The official threw like his marker as if he was marking where the catch was happening, as opposed to a flag. A little bit of confusion there, but hey, good news for the Patriots. That'll be a quick handoff to the right side and gets up to the 44-yard line at the gain of 3 for Larry McGammon. Again, the 6-foot, 190-pound sophomore who has had been one of the several Hoover players that's had themselves a pretty darn good season, as a lot of the guys have. McGammon has 6.7 yards on the season per carry, I should throw that out there. Also one of the many players to score. Second down and 7 for the Buccaneers at the 44. Two to the left, two to the right for Farquhar. Farquhar looks in the left side. Looking, it is caught on the sideline to the 46-yard line. That's a first down. That's a gain of 10. It'll be another first down for Hoover, and they'll move the ball again into Patriots territory.
That one's right. Pardon me. That one right there is definitely on Jaden Hill. He's got to stop giving his man so much space. It's what burned him on that long touchdown, or pardon me, that long reception back in the first one.
Same formation. They'll put two to the left, two to the right again. They're on the left hash mark. McCammon is the tailback, the lone one. 3:14 on the clock for the Patriots and Buccaneers. 3-0 Hoover. Quick handoff left side goes to McCammon. He gets to the 40 where he's knocked out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds, looks like by Trey Langford. Gets about 5 on the carry. He'll spot him at the 41.
I've noticed that Hoover, ever since giving up those initial tackles for loss and sacks, has really put a lot of protection there up front, max protection really, in order to keep their quarterback safe. All right, it's a good move, and it's worked so far. They're moving the ball.
Two left, two to the right. Your receiver formation again. McCammon stays the tailback, 2nd and 4. Farquhar looks to throw, right side looking deep, got a man open, it is intercepted almost, it is incomplete. Boy, did he have space on the right side. It looked like he had open Cam Ford, and he got past Mikael Stewart. The ball was underthrown. Mikael almost made a great drive-saving play on that one. Instead, it'll be 3rd down and 4, and Hoover fans breathing a sigh of relief.
Boy, that was in and out of the hands. He knows he had that one. He actually did a few push-ups afterwards because he knows that he's going to have that one next time.
Four receivers to set again. This time three go to the wide side. Farquhar looking near side for the play call again from Josh Niblett and company. Under 3 minutes to go. 2:59 to be exact. 3-0 Hoover. Farquhar steps back. 5 steps, 7 steps now. Deflected the line of scrimmage. Incomplete. Jayshon Holly looked like he may have gotten his hands up. Also, number 19, Chris Cobb was right there, too.
Yep, him and Big Mac Reagan slapping five after that one. A great play and forces fourth down again. Now, they're in the 40-yard line, and Niblett looks like he will bring on the punt team. Just for a second there, I thought he might leave his offense out there. I'm thinking, like, boy, how confident are you in this defense, Mr. Niblett? But looks like they're going to try to pin Bob Jones deep. And honestly, that's probably their best play, defense playing extremely well.
Pickering back on a long, slow toss back. This will be punted, and it gets inside the 10, inside the 5, or into the 5 is where they'll drop it, at the 6-yard line, actually. And it'll be a first down, Bob Jones, deep in their own territory. So the good news is defense steps up again, offense looking for some momentum, and they're looking for a big play here or just a decent drive. Two timeouts left for it shows that Hoover has the two timeouts left. They signaled that the first timeout went to Bob Jones back on that first drive. Two timeouts minimum left for the Bob Jones Patriots with 2:45 to go from their own 6. Pulsing. Ends off, actually keeps to the 6. To the 6 will be where he goes. Maybe give him a yard on that one. I'll be generous. Give him a yard for the rush. It'll be 2nd down and 9. We've not seen much from one Brady Polson on the running side.
But he did do a very good job a couple of weeks ago against Buckhorn, had a couple of pulls. He's a guy that can be dangerous. He's a big body, so he's not scared to throw his body out there. But we really need his arm tonight more than anything. I know you want to run power, but need to get the ball to the edges.
Two touchdowns on the season. He'll get the snap, won't run again. This time he'll throw, and it's intercepted. It's back. It's a touchdown. It is a touchdown, pick six for the home team. Ben Abercrombie grabs that one at the 10. The second interception for Brady Polson, and it is a dagger. It is a tough one.
That was, like you said, that was really tough. Ben Abercrombie, one of the many upperclassmen on this Hoover defense, and if you give them an inch, they will take a mile from you, and there they just took 7 right out of the hands of the Patriots.
Extra point for Pickering is coming. Kick is up. Kick is good. 10-0. Hoover now at the lead. Bob Jones will get the ball next. You're listening to Bob Jones Patriots Football exclusively on The Ump.
Now back to Bob Jones Football on The Ump.
Bringing back the live coverage from the Hoover Met. Archie Shea here, Seth Hagan there. A tough interception thrown by Brady Paulson, his 2nd of the game. Makes it 10-0.
It's been up probably.
Turns that one for 10 yards and for the end zone. And now it's 10-0 in favor of the home team with 2:02 on the clock for the Patriots when they return this kick.
Niblo looks really smart there for not going for it on 4th and 4, pinning Bob Jones deep, and he reaps the benefits there. Pick 6.
Bear Pickering on to kick from his own 40. This one is kicked deep, and that one will go into the end zone as well. Patriots line back up at their own 20-yard line. Stay tuned for the halftime show. We'll talk to the principal of the Bob Jones Patriots, Sylvia Lambert. We'll talk to her. We talked to her last year, in Decatur, about the latest happenings with the Bob Jones High School up in Madison, Alabama. Bob Jones versus playoff teams that are in the playoffs this year, 2-3. They average 33.4 points per game. They average giving up 33.6. Hoover, on the other hand, 4-2 against playoff teams, 23 points per game, 14.1 allowed. Looks like Bob Jones will be called for a false start as Hoover almost jumped, but it's because
Colby Morrell exiting stage left very quickly. Tucker Walters in immediately.
Yeah, Morrell came in very late on that play and lined up, and as soon as he got into his stance, he shifted. Now it's 1st down and 15 for Brady Paulson and crew. Jalen Williams in to defend. Quick handoff goes right side. Brad Anderson reverses field the other way. Needs a little bit of space. He's trying to get to the wide side. He gets to the 20, to the 23-yard line. There's a late flag. That looks like it'll go against Hoover. That's thrown way back in the defensive secondary. As it stands, it's an 8-yard gain. for number 24. Right. That would be big if that's a personal foul, as he was taken down high.
Yeah, Bob Jones couldn't use anything right now just to get a few points back up on the board. But I really liked Brad Anderson's instincts on that last play. Knew it was going nowhere. Quickly reverse play. And he's the only guy on our team with the speed to make that happen.
If I read it right, he called holding face mask, which I think he meant personal foul face mask, not holding face mask.
That would be tough to do.
But technically, he did hold the face mask. So it's a 15-yard penalty, and it'll go to the 38-yard line. The Patriots will line up still with three timeouts to be credited for, down 10-0 with a minute 52 on the clock. Polson with two receivers to the left, one to the right. Now they'll put Brad Anderson right side. Doesn't matter. Give it to Jalen Williams to the right, who will run right side to the 40-yard line. That's a gain of two. Just the third touch for Jalen Williams, who has three carries for 4 yards tonight.
He's a guy that's got to get his swagger back, and he really hit that hole with a lot of vigor right there. So good to see that from him, and we're going to need him tonight to be as helpful as possible, especially in the blocking game.
Three to the left, one to the right for Brady Polson at the own 40-yard line. A minute 22 and counting for the Patriots. Imagine the Patriots will be patient until they see if they can get a first down. Do not want to give up any more points before the half, quite obviously. Polson looks, throws left side to Brad Anderson's. Got space. Got to make a man miss. He can't, but he moves back inside to the 44-yard line. That's a gain of five.
And it's a good gain. Don't get me wrong.
Five, yeah.
Yeah, good gain. Don't get me wrong. But once again, Brad dancing out there on the outside, and now we're inside 50 seconds. It would have done him a whole lot more good to run out of bounds and save us about 15, 20 seconds.
Well, the Patriots will come up a third down in about five. Need to get to the 48-yard line. Marquise Brown with the tackle. Three receivers to the right. Polson looking, firing over the middle. Intercepted again. Intercepted again. It's Abercrombie again. He runs to the left side of the 35 to the 30. And he is taken down at the 28-yard line. If there was anything you didn't want for the Patriots, it was that Brady Polson stared right into the teeth of three orange jerseys, dared him, and they said, we'll take it.
This is so unlike Brady. It really is. He is, all season long, he has really not put that ball in precarious situations. And tonight, it just seems like he's got tunnel vision. He is looking straight at the defenders and throwing it right to them. And I can't call it. Obviously, a lot of pressure. Last playoff run for the senior quarterback, but he's really got to get it together. And Coach Rose needs to get his head level during halftime.
27 seconds still remain. Hoover still credited with two timeouts. Well within field goal territory already. Throws left side wide open. Incomplete. Boy, incomplete. As Cortez Hall got wide open behind a couple of defenders. Got right into a little bit of a zone there between, Mikhail Stewart. And a little bit of confusion there as Khalil Griffin also in. Looked like he got behind him, but incomplete, fortunately.
Garrett Fargo has no prize throwing the ball. Absolutely. He's a senior, but he's a guy that is not very accurate. So you can force him into some tough situations here.
Farquhar looks to throw over the middle. It is incomplete again. As he did a little bit of a zone read aspect when they had a player coming across the line. Had the throw there, had it Farquhar been able to make it a little too high and behind, it is third down and 10. Big third down here for the Patriots. They need to hold. A field goal is a lot better right now than a touchdown.
And it would be a pretty long field goal right now as it stands. Be about a 42-43 yarder, and that would test the limits of the Hoover kicker.
Two to the left, two to the right are the receivers set. One tailback, Farquhar, with 16 seconds. Gets the snap, looks right side, rolls right side, looks over the middle. It is caught at the 15-yard line, juggles incomplete. Wow, good hit there. From A.J. Harris, he has an interception earlier, and then that time able to stop that from being completed with the big hit. Gives the Landshark sign at the end. He is an Ole Miss commit. 9 seconds left, and Barrett Pickering will come on for the field goal attempt. His long on the season is 47. This will be lined up from 44. Right-footed kicker awaits. 18 of 20 on the year. On the left hash mark. To the interesting angle for Farquhar. He sends this one. It's long enough. Is it straight enough? Looks like it's close to right side. It's wide, wide right. wide right with 3 seconds to go, and the Patriots are bailed out. And they could not want to get to halftime faster, I'm sure.
I tell you what, it could be easily be 24-0 right now. But the defense has to be encouraged. They know that they are putting pressure on Farquhar and making him make mistakes. He's had several guys wide open. He's just simply overthrown every single one of them or underthrown every single one of them. So, got it. Going to halftime, recognizing it could be a lot worse, and if you really bring it in the second half, you can take advantage of a Hoover team that's really slouching on offense.
Patriots in the victory formation. It's more of a protect the ball at all costs formation, and they'll take the knee. They'll go to halftime. It's 10-0 Hoover, and a bunch of surprising aspects in this game, but the Patriots will go to the break knowing that they're well within this one. Hoover will get the ball to start the second half, but we'll talk about the first half numbers coming up in just a minute. But stay tuned. In about 2 minutes, we'll be joined by the principal of Bob Jones High School, Sylvia Lambert. She's up here in studio. We're kind of a rolling studio here. And are you wearing the same shirt? Nice. I think we got like this almost the same, maybe exactly the same polo. Nice. We're styling on the road here for the Bob Jones Patriots. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll come back. Sylvia Lambert coming up next. You're listening to Bob Jones Patriots football exclusively on The Ump.
Back to the booth we go with Archie Shea and Seth Hagan. Bob Jones football is on The Ump.
Welcome you back live here to the Hoover Met as the Bob Jones Patriots trail 10-0, and it's been almost a disaster of the last second quarter, but the Patriots still well within striking distance, and that's the important thing as we are here in the playoffs. We are now joined up here in the press box by Ms. Sylvia Lambert, the principal of Bob Jones High School. Ms. Lambert, nice to see you again.
It's nice to see you too.
It's my fault. I have not come for the tour yet of Bob Jones. Every time I come in to go talk to Coach Rose in the field house, I pass the one place I want to see the most, which is dear to my heart, which is the auditorium. Because I was kind of a theater kid when I was in high school when I couldn't play football anymore. So I know that place I remember being in high school in 2004, 2005. We got a chance to practice there. So that's one place I definitely want to see. But I'm sure there are other places at Bob Jones, right? Not just the auditorium?
Oh, not just the auditorium. We've had a lot of renovations since last year. In fact, our auditorium is, we've had a facelift and more. And last night we had all kind of drama fest at in our auditorium. I wish you could have joined us.
I should. The director there, Mary Davis, she's got, we're like followers on Twitter and Instagram.
Mary Davis like, and Dwayne Kraft?
Yeah, Wayne Kraft. That was the, we were talking before the break. Wayne Kraft, the, was the original director, or and when we were at Buckhorn, we had almost nothing to be able to play around with. I mean, we were practicing on basically a basketball court / cafeteria / weird stage. So when we were doing our one act to go compete at state, Wayne Kraft and her built up a relationship, and we actually got to practice there. So that's how I know the auditorium was so awesome. I mean, we were there like jaws on the floor back then, but it's had a facelift recently?
Oh, yes, it has. It's been totally redone. But our arts department, our fine arts, our drama, it's just number one. In fact, they have a huge competition tomorrow at Lee High School that hopefully will set us up for state competition.
Oh, that's true. I remember what the state competition is like at the beginning of December, I think, kind of that kind of area.
Yes.
We're coming up on it pretty soon.
We've got a big weekend. We've got tonight. Our guys played so great, especially in that first quarter. After this halftime talk, I'm sure they will be fired up, ready to go for third quarter. Tomorrow, we've got several things going on. Our cheerleaders are they're vying for a regional championship tomorrow. We've got our swim team. They're at the Nat tomorrow. Swim and dive both. So we've got a lot going on this weekend, as usual.
And there's been a lot going on recently. The volleyball team just ran deep into the tournament.
Oh, yes.
I mean, is it nerve-wracking being up here watching? Because Bob Jones does so many things so well that you have to be like biting your nails almost every single weekend at some big event.
Yes, it's so much fun. We have something for everybody. Our kids are really plugged in, and we have a good section here, a good cheering section tonight. I was glad that we could get all those kids to come, and we are definitely plugged in at Bob Jones. We've got activities Just even last night, we had I was at a bowling competition.
Bowling's underway. I was noticing some of that. I was interested because I was seeing some of the kids have like name. Like I thought you would just go normal names. Some of them had nicknames written on the back of their
shirt. Oh yeah, that's right.
No coach would ever allow me to do that. That would have been awesome to be able to put a nickname. So what are some of the latest renovations that are going on? What's been new with Bob Jones?
Well, actually, this year we have Patriot Path, which is a new program. We have an activity period, and it is once a week. And so it's a way that we can bring our students closer to students, and we can build student relationships with our teachers and faculty. And we also bring community members in to also build relationships with the kids.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yes.
If you have anybody who wants to just to check out radio, we got, you know, communications and all. Our radio station is wide open for anybody who wants to come check it out. If we want to, you know, speaking of building relationships, the Yump, the Bob Jones, we're just a natural, we're natural partners.
Natural partner. You ought to come see us at Wednesday from 1 to 2.
Is it every Wednesday?
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, then I may have to make my way down there.
I think you should.
But just go to the main office and be like, Miss Lambert told me to come here.
No, you call me in advance and we'll get you all set up for a Patriot Path.
Okay. It's the principal of Bob Jones, Miss Sylvia Lambert. You know, you talked about the cheering section that's come down here and the fans that have come down here. You know, when you take on these teams in Birmingham, it can be like a long, stressful drive for a lot of these people. And to be able to see the support from Bob Jones family members, from Bob Jones fans, to be able to see them come all the way down here. I mean, these parents, these fans, they love them some Bob Jones. Bob Jones is really, you talked about the sense of community and family there. I mean, they are all in.
They are all in. In fact, you'll see our band out there right now. We let them wear jeans tonight and their band shirts because they're in competition at University of Tennessee Chattanooga tomorrow. More stuff. And so they've got to get on the bus. They'll get home tonight shortly after 12 or almost 1 o'clock. And then they're by 8 o'clock, they'll be traveling again in the morning. So
that's more work than what the football team is going to have to do. Are you kidding me? The football team just gets to relax tomorrow, no matter the outcome. The band has to immediately get on another bus and go somewhere else.
That's exactly right.
Oh,
that's
man.
Exactly right.
And we've been able to listen to them all season. They're a great band.
A
great band.
Yes. And they're doing so great in their competition. They're vying for first place tomorrow.
Yeah, and you can hear them in the background. There's
they're
a reason.
Awesome.
There's a reason they should be vying for first place. Ms. Lambert, thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it. I'll be down soon so we can not only get the tour, but get the Ump in conjunction. Let's get some communications going.
Hey, I would love to have you there at the Bob.
Ms. Lambert, thank you so much.
Thank you.
She is the principal of the Bob Jones High School. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll get you some numbers from the first half as Hoover leads Bob Jones 10-0 at halftime. You're listening to the Bob Jones Patriots exclusively on the Ump.
Back to live coverage of Bob Jones football on the Ump.
Welcome back live here to the Hoover Bennett's. The Bob Jones Patriots trail the Hoover Buccaneers 10-0. And it's a tale of what you were expecting possibly here in the first half as the Patriots just with 92 total yards in the first half. And that's
radio.
Thanks to 81 passing from Brady Polson. Brady Polson, 11 of 17 for 81. He was 9 of his first 11 sets for 72 yards since. He's 2 of 6 with 3 interceptions. Not very good numbers right now. Brad Anderson had 4 carries for 14 yards, 4 catches for 25. Makai Stewart gets 3 for 27 receptions. Jalen Williams, 3 carries for 4 yards. Demontrez Brown, 3 catches for 31. And Isaiah Hatchett, 1 carry for minus 2. Seth, it is a tale of the Bob Jones offense who had a good start. Could not capitalize in the end zone or on the board field goal-wise. But now defensively, they've held their own fairly well against Farquhar and company. So what does Bob Jones have to do to get back into this game and to reestablish some momentum against that awesome, awesome Hoover defense?
Well, if you're on defense, you don't change the dead gum thing. You've been doing exactly what you're supposed to. You got to look up at the scoreboard and think to yourself, we only allowed 3 of those points, so we are doing our job. It really comes down to the offense and being able to spread that ball around. The run game has not been effective whatsoever. And Brady was doing a great job moving the ball around prior to those 3 interceptions. You got to think that the first one just got in his head and it's just been downhill from there. But aside from that pick 6, I mean, this is a very close game and still can be a victory for Bob Jones if they stay focused. They can stay focused, eliminate some of those mental errors. This game is so very close, and anything can tip the scales.
It could be tipped, as you said, with just about anything at this point. For the Patriots, they know that defense is very, very, very hard to go against, averaging just 10.5 points per game allowed as the Hoover defense. And right now they are pitching a shutout against the Bob Jones Patriots. You know, the wild thing about this matchup is Hoover is 5-0 all time against the Bob Jones Patriots. In fact, by an average score of 34-19. So they've been fairly comfortable wins overall. In fact, the last time they played twice in 2011. These are the last time they played. Bob Jones lost 41-13 in the regular season, and they lost 26-17 in the second round of the playoffs. Going back to 2005, the first time they met, 2009, a loss 34-24 in the third round of the playoffs. The fourth time these guys will meet in six games have all been playoff matchups. So, you know, both teams are consistently trying to be there for the most part. Hoover has just been a dominant force since basically just before Rush Probst got here. Think about this. The last time Hoover lost a first-round playoff game was 1992.
Wow.
Last time they played in and lost a first-round playoff game. That's 18 straight first-round playoff victories for the Hoover Buccaneers. So the Bob Jones Patriots have their hands full, to say the very least, as we get set to start half number two. We're going to take a four-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll get set for the second half as Hoover leads Bob Jones 10-0. You're listening to the Bob Jones Patriots exclusively on The Ump.
Now back to Bob Jones Football on The Ump.
Welcome you back live to the Hoover Met in Hoover, Alabama. Thank you guys so much for being aboard. Tonight it's 10-0. Hoover leads Bob Jones in a first half that featured a lot, and I do mean a lot, of defense. Brady Paulson, we told you, was 11-17 for 81 yards. How about Garrett Farquhar? 5-14, but does have 94 passing yards. Both teams have combined for 30 rushing yards.
Amazing.
Bob Jones, 10 carries for 8 yards, Hoover 16 for 22. What have we talked about the last half of the season? Teams that have beaten Bob Jones have run the ball. Tonight, no one's running the ball on the Patriots.
And certainly that stat has been helped along by 3 tackles for loss in that first half. We're doing a great job so far of limiting what they do. And if you told me coming in here that we would hold Bob Jones to just 10 in the first half, I'd be like, we're looking pretty good. But Bob Jones' defense, I tell you what, they have not allowed a single opponent here in the state of Alabama to score more than 8 points on them if that opponent was indeed from the state of Alabama. So it's no surprise, but I just know one thing. Bob Jones needs one good drive on offense to score some points, because I get the feeling that the defense is right on the cusp of a big turnover.
87 total yards for Bob Jones, 116 for Hoover. It has been a defensive juggernaut for this entire game. The difference, a 30-yard field goal from Garrett Pickering and a pick six from Ben Abercrombie for 10 yards, and the Patriots were deep inside their own territory. We're going to take a 60-second timeout. We'll come back. Second half is almost here. Bob Jones takes on Hoover, and they look to start on defense when we come back. You're listening to the Bob Jones Patriots exclusively on The Ump.
Back to the booth we go with Arky Shea and Seth Hagen. Bob Jones Football is on The Ump.
Second half action just about to get underway from the Hoover Met. Bob Jones trails Hoover 10-0. By the way, the winner of this game will play the winner of Spain Park and James Clemens. And right now that game is at halftime. James Clemens doing a great job defensively, as they've done all season. Leads 14-12 over Spain Park, who had to settle for another field goal at the end of the first half. 14-12, James Clemens. And theoretically, James Clemens and Bob Jones both find a way to win. There's a rematch next week. But until then and before then, got to get through the Hoover Buccaneers tonight, as that's what the Patriots will try to do. They will start off defensively and try to put anything on the board offensively after that. Bob Jones, we talked to some of the coaching staff earlier this week, said that kicking off will be, well, will be an interesting venture tonight. They are obviously a little bit concerned about what can happen or what may happen concerning their kickoff team, not the return team, but the kickoff team itself. This will be the first time that they will kick this entire evening. Both teams about to run back onto the field in an extremely entertaining and quick first half.
A lot of big hits so far, a lot of turnovers. And for that reason alone, is there any other place, if you're a Bob Jones Patriot, than you want to start than on defense?
Probably not right now.
Yeah.
Probably not right now, especially if you can force an early three and out or a short position, or maybe even get a turnover at this point, because right now you are minus two on the turnovers, and that is hard to come back from. So for the first time tonight, we'll call about number 47, Ian Karowski, for the Patriots. He'll sit up on the far hash mark, and he'll pooch this one left side. That one will go out of bounds, and that will be a penalty and great field position for the Hoover Bucks to start the second half. For the Patriots, all time in the playoffs, 10-24. That includes a 6-7 mark under Coach Kevin Rose. For Hoover in the state playoffs, 88-20, all time, 11-time state champion, and four titles. Four of those belong to Coach Josh Niblett of the Hoover Bucks. Hoover will come out from its own 35-yard line and get set to run the offense. Two receivers to the left, and that's it. One tailback. Farquhar, the handoff to Sturdivant. Left side's got room to the 40. Cuts up the field to the 45, the 47. Fumble, 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 fumble. Ball's on the ground. Bob Jones got it. Bob Jones got it. Early turnover needed it, and that's huge.
Boy, C.J. Sturdivant, he's a guy that really holds on to that ball, but just last week, a similar situation. Got out on the outside, and boy, did he get rocked there. Ball pops out. And that's exactly what the Patriots needed. Short field, and need to get some confidence in this offense.
Second turnover of the game for the Hoover Bucks, and the Patriots will set up inside Hoover territory. Two to the right, one to the left. Quick handoff to Brad Anderson, right side, gets to the 45. To the 45 is all he will get. That's a four-yard carry for Brad, who did not have a tremendously successful first half, but neither did a lot of people for the Patriots and, quite frankly, for Hoover offensively.
Yeah, that was one of the biggest gains that we've had, quite frankly, all night. But I think Brad is our answer at tailback right now. Hoover so quick at getting the tackle that we need Brad out there to just kind of elongate plays there for a little bit.
Second down and six. Handoff again to Anderson. Left side. Got space at the 35. And that's where we'll be upended at the 35-yard line. That's a gain of 10. First down. Longest carry of the game is right there. Brad Anderson has both of them. An 8-yard carry and now a 10-yarder.
Unfortunately, our other running backs just give Hoover a little bit too much time to react. No such problems there with Brad Anderson. He will give you no time to think whatsoever, and we need him tonight. He's our best player on offense, and we need to use him down the stretch.
Right side of the field, the Patriots set up. Quick handoff to Williams. Williams has caught at the 35, and that'll be nothing else. Jalen Williams hit at the 35-yard line. They sent Brad Anderson out of the flat to the right side, did not even consider it. Jalen Williams with his fourth carry for 4 yards.
It's been tough running for him basically the entire night, but that just shows you how good Hoover really is. I mean, Juicy coming into this year with a lot of promise, and for a long time led us in rushing.
Tolson, three receivers to the right, one to the left, one tailback is Anderson by himself. Now he comes to the left of Tolson. Second and 10, gets the snap. Bob Jones got away with a false start. Inside the 29, it goes Sam Barnes. Mekhi Stewart fell to his knee up at the top of the formation. Nobody saw it and called it. That's a 6-yard catch. But, man, got away with a big one there.
Game of football, you need a couple of lucky breaks. And right here, certainly in the first couple of minutes, Bob Jones has gotten their fair share. But at the end of the day, you got to make them pay for their mistakes, and this is a chance right here inside the 30.
Third down and four to the 29-yard line. Paulson. We're seeing Cameron Cobb-Williams to the left side. Hand off to Brad Anderson. Right side gets the first down to the 25, to the 24. Give him the 23. That's 6 yards for Brad Anderson. That guy may have to put it on his shoulders right now.
Like I said before the game, we need to gouge them on the edges. We owed a big size advantage between our tackles and their defensive ends. And if Brad can get around that corner, he's going to get us 4 or 5 yards minimum each time.
Ball sets up at the 24-yard line, just inside it. Patriots going from our right to our left, trying to take advantage of a first-play fumble for Hoover. Paulson looks, fires right side, back of the end zone, incomplete. Looking for Isaiah Hatchett, well overthrown. Maybe, just maybe, if he had thrown that one a little more inside the formation, he would have had something, but instead it'll be second down and 10.
Brady's been wanting to go long basically the entire game, and Coach Rose has to get in his head, like, look, man, we can roll these yards up quickly and, you know, quick, short yardage gains, and that's what we need right now. Brad Anderson now out on the edge.
They'll bring Anderson from the left side on as a receiver to behind his quarterback, 1-4, 1-tailback formation. Hand off to him. Up the middle, 20, makes a cut to the 19. That's where he falls down to the 18. They'll give him credit to. So that's a 5-yard carry.
Speed of Brad Anderson really causing Hoover to change up the way that they're playing. Bob Jones now on offense, and that was the first time that we've had a gain up the middle the entire night.
Third down and 5, 3 receivers to the left, 1 to the right, Sam Barnes. Little one-on-one action with Sam up there. Demontrez Brown and Makai Stewart, 3 of your playmakers, the big ones down left side. Brady Paulson looks, fires to the end zone, double coverage, incomplete. Incomplete. Brady Paulson pump fake to the near side and then try to go over the top. Hoover not fooled. Fourth down, and the Bob Jones Patriots will come on for a field goal opportunity, it looks like, here for Ian Karowski.
This is a big one right here. Need this field goal right off the bat. Start off the first half in the right way. Almost did it in the first half previously, but now in the second half, got to get these points up on the board. Give our defense some kind of room to work with. They've done a great job so far.
From 35, Ian Karowski's only made one field goal this season. Here comes the kick. Line drive. It's get the distance. It is good. It is good from 35 yards out, and the Patriots are on the board 10-3, and that's huge for Bob Jones. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Bob Jones Patriots Football exclusively on The Ump.
Back to live coverage of Bob Jones Football on The Ump.
Bob Jones on the board with 8:44 to go here in the third quarter. The Patriots taking advantage for the first time tonight off of a fumble by C.J. Sturdivant. And the Patriots will now line drive this one to the 15. Ball's loose. Ball's on the ground again. It was muffed there at the 28-yard line. Hoover will get it. Trying to get a little tricky there for Bob Jones, trying to make Hoover make a play and make their non-playmakers touch the ball, and almost worked out for him. Instead, good field position for the Bob Jones defense. They'll set up at the 28-yard line.
All the pressure right now on the hometown Hoover Bucks, and Coach Rose knows that. Great call right there. Instead of the pooch kick, to squib it right up the middle and force Hoover to grab that ball and take it up. Didn't work for him that time.
2 to the right, 1 to the left. Hoover brings a man in formation. That is number 3, Cortez Hall. He switched from the right to the left. Quick handoff goes left side again. He goes to the 32-yard line. It's a gain of 4. Yeah, we'll give him 4 on that one. As another carry for Larry McCammon, a sophomore, gets 4 on this one. It'll be second down and 6.
Good job there by Jason Holly. Not to give up on the play, stayed with it, and as a defensive end, made that tackle coming back across the middle.
Second down and 6 for the Buccaneers, up 10-3, 8:23 and counting here in the third quarter from their own 32. Bob Jones, 3 down lineman. Farquhar gets the hit, gets the snap, rolls right side, getting pressure, throws left side. It's caught at the 41. That's Cam Ford. Excuse me, it's Hall again. These numbers look awfully alike. A little slanted look there. The 41, it's a first down.
Great play action fake there by Farquhar. One of the few times he's been able to make a throw on the run tonight.
Coming into the half, he was just 5 of 14 passing tonight. From the 41, the near side for Farquhar and groups. One receiver to the wide side, to the left, Farquhar getting the call. Some slight adjustments. Bring a man across formation. Quick handoff to the 42-yard line, 43. McCammon with another one. That's for two this time.
Kate Cole with another tackle there. That's his eighth of the night. And he's going to have to continue to play hard, but he is by far our leading tackler right now. Nobody else on the roster with more than two on the night.
Had to try to bring Sammy Turner across the formation to change some eyeballs for the Patriots. Quick snap, right side, goes to the 45, 49, 50. Tackle finally by Mikael Stewart at the 45-yard line. They'll give him to the 44. It's another first down for Hoover, and the Bucks move the ball again.
That was great perimeter blocking. Every hat had a head on it, and it was a great job by Hoover. Finally starting to move the ball on the run. They have now had a run longer than that all evening.
Two to the left, one to the right. Farquhar fakes, look, gets some pressure, check down to the 46-yard line, knocked that up. Actually, it's incomplete and good for him. That would have been like a 3-yard loss. Farquhar a little slow to get up as it was a big hit on the other side. Was that Cureton that got the hit on him?
I believe so. He came off his man and almost had that sack. Would have been Bob Jones' fourth sack of the evening. They've got to ramp up that pressure again in the first quarter. It was so helpful.
Second and 10, two to the left, one to the right. Hoover, handoff, Sturdivant, looking for space to the 40, the 38, spins to the 37. It's a 7-yard gain. They'll need three more as he puts his hand on the hip of his lineman and finds a little bit of wiggle room.
You know what Niblett does down here. He has full confidence in his defense, and he'll be going for it on fourth down if this ends up being third and short.
Third and a long three. Farquhar, call for the snap, gets it, hands off to Sturdivant, left side, cuts inside to the 30, 25, back inside again to the 20, still running to the 15, to the 12-yard line, to the 10, to the 7-yard line. He is down. Big gain there from C.J. Sturdivant, the longest rush of the night for either side. Gets him to the 7-yard line, first and goal, Hoover.
Hoover's really blocking with renewed vigor. Linebacker's going to have to continue to work hard on those second-level blocks.
And off again to Sturdivant, a little bit of pace there. He is tackled inside the 5 to the 4-yard line. Cade Kohler bringing him down.
Cade seems to be the only guy not getting blocked there at that second level. He seems to always be there. But guys like DJ Butler and Eli Johnson, no shows.
And to Sturdivant again, left side to the 3, to the 2. He's pushed up and stood up at the 2-yard line. Give him another 3 on that one. Be third down and goal. Third and goal, and the Hoover Bucks will finally bring some personnel changes in. They'll bring in Darian Johnson as the new running back. Dr. Pritt looks like they may bring him in as the fullback. And how about this? Third and goal at the 2. Hoover's huddling. Hoover breaks the huddle. The fullback is Johnson. Sturdivant the tailback. Under center goes Farquhar. Quick handoff to Sturdivant. Over the middle. Dives. No. Stopped at the 2. May not have gotten anything on that one. Fourth and goal. So interesting position here for Josh Niblett. Knowing the Bear Pickering is such an accurate field goal kicker. He is 18 of 21, including a miss tonight. But this could be a big-time touchdown if they can get it. Huddle again. Same formation.
Mac
fourth and goal.
Offensive line.
At the 2. Quick handoff to Sturdivant. Left side. He's in. Touchdown, Hoover. Touchdown, Hoover. Left side. They opened up a lane, and he is in.
Yeah, up until that point, they had done a great job filling their gaps. There was a big hole there, but Bob Jones could not get it. They sent a lead blocker in there in front of Sturdivant, and that was the difference. He walked right into the end zone, and this is going to be a game where Bob Jones is going to have to start kicking, going to have to start scoring touchdowns instead of field goals.
Extra point is up. Extra point is good. It'll be 17-3 in favor of Hoover. We'll take a quick timeout. You're listening to the Bob Jones Patriots Football, exclusively on The Ump.
Now back to Bob Jones Football on The Ump.
We welcome you back live to the Hoover Met as we are in the third quarter. The Bob Jones Patriots trail Hoover 17-3. Bob Jones' defense stands on the first drive, gets a fumble, answers with a field goal. Hoover gets the ball back, travels 72 yards, and gets the touchdown from C.J. Sturdivant. Pickering on for the kick. It is high, it is deep. It will be in the end zone, and it is a touchback. So the Patriots will start now at their own 20-yard line with 4:48 to go in the third quarter. And it becomes one of those situations where Bob Jones could definitely use a score, not only just for the score itself, but also because we blink and there's 4:48 to go in the third.
Yeah, this game is flying by right now. And Bob Jones, slowly but surely, that clock is becoming the enemy. And we need 7 points here in this third quarter.
Polson spreads out the formation, two on either side, one tailback. They'll hand it to that tailback. Jalen Williams bounces outside, try to get up the field to the 20, to the 21. Give him the 22 for two. He's had three carries that actually gained yardage, and they've all been for 2 yards apiece.
And the speed of that Hoover defense getting to the edge is unlike anything Bob Jones has really seen all year. I know we've played James Clemens, but they were so much bigger on the defensive line. Here, the linebackers really take the spotlight in Hoover.
Three to the right, one to the left. Your formation, four receivers. One tailback. Freddie Polson fires right side, back foot, looking for Mekhi Stewart. Incomplete, actually intercepted. Deflected, intercepted by the Hoover Bucks. Now teasing and going to the right side is Hoover. Still trying to get some space. Block left side. That'll be a flag. Now knocked out of bounds is number four, Will Singleton. And Will Singleton, you may have heard people screaming, "What are you doing?" It's almost as if he played that like he only had to slide to end the game. Is a little bit of a prima donna move, and the defensive coordinator is not happy with him. He is giving him an earful, as well as should be. That is a very, very, very poor choice to play the ball.
And also that penalty did not help them there on the other end. That's the second time that Hoover's been in great field position to start a drive, but a needless penalty brings them back and forces them back into their own territory.
Robert Evans, defensive coordinator, got right into the grill of Singleton, and there are two flags. They'll be for, I'm sure, that same penalty, the blocking in the back on Sam Barnes, and that seems to be what the case is. It was thrown at the 47-yard line. At least that's where the two flags are sitting. And of course, they will go backwards and be set up from their own 43. Just no need for what Singleton did there. So Hoover will set up from their own 43, up 17-3 and 3:52 on the clock here in quarter number three.
Need a big stop here, Archie. We're already kind of entered into a must-stop situation with all these turnovers.
Bob Jones shows blitz as Trey Langford sneaks up there. Jay Hawthorne sneaking up too, trying to hold up on the near slot receiver. Farquhar gets the snap. It'll be a handoff. Bounces outside. Bunch of white jerseys there. He gets hit from behind, actually propels him a couple yards forward. He'll get to the 46-yard line, a gain of three, because the tackle from David Foster actually propelled him 2 yards.
David Foster's a big man. Get him in the back, you're going to travel.
Second down and eight. Four receivers still set up, two left, two right. Farquhar looking, throwing near side. It's caught at the 50, and that'll be it. That's all he's going to get. As Mekhi Stewart with a big, tough tackle right there on the near side, and he was able to bring down rather easily Cam Ford and brought him down rather nastily, too. He was not happy he caught it right in front of him. Third down and three from the 50. Looking for the snap. Bob Jones jumps offsides. Offsides jumping for the Patriots is number 61, Tucker Walters. See if he got drawn there. No movement yet. He is not drawn, so it'll be a first down for Hoover.
And this, of course, we know that Tucker Walter is a guy who's converted from the offensive line, now playing D tackle. And a couple weeks ago, Matt Gregan had his growing pains on the defensive line as well. Got to stay tough against this Hoover offense. Can't give him anything.
Two receivers left, one to the right. Quick run blitz for the Patriots, and he's stopped back at the 47-yard line. He'll lose two.
And that was Walters making up for that penalty right there. Nice little 2-yard loss on the play. Well done by him and putting Hoover in a tough situation.
R.J. Randall loses a couple on that one. Second down and 12.
Walters
Hoover now with 2:20 on the clock and counting. Hall crows across the formation, does Cortez. Farquhar gets the snap. Quick throw over to Hall. Left side, he's back at the 50. Moves forward to the 45. Now tackled at the 43-yard line. It's a gain of 4. He's tackled there by the combination of Trey Langford and Ashton Smith. Excuse me, David Foster, I should say. So third down and 8, another third down and long opportunity. The Patriots are running out of chances to try to get off the field on third down. It's a 2-score game, 17-3, under 2 minutes to go, quarter number 3. Hoover going from left to right. Hall across the formation, near slot. Quick handoff. Gets to the 40, to the 35. That's all he needed. First down to the 34-yard line. And the drive continues.
And this is something that the Patriots have struggled with all year long. Third and long situations. You get them into a passing situation, and they hand the ball off and get an easy first down. It's happened time and again.
McCammon and a 10-yard carry on that one. That'll be another handoff with some momentum. To McCammon again, inside the 20 to the 18 over the right side. That's a gain of 15. And Hoover smelling a little blood in the water. Bob Jones slow to get to their positions. Farquhar with the handoff. McCammon again, left side, pushes for some room to the 15-yard line. Gets a couple. That'll be it.
Khalil Griffin there with his second tackle of the night. This is the last stand for Bob Jones right now. A touchdown here would make it so difficult to come back against this great defense. We really need a stop here, forced field goal or a turnover to keep our chances.
Three receivers to the right, one to the left for Farquhar. He'll fake, throw right, throw left. One-on-one coverage back there. It is incomplete. Flag thrown, pass interference.
Yeah, that was too easy of a call to make right there. And, boy, Jaden Hill, one of our better cover corners there, just has some contact a little bit too early, and that was an easy call for the ref to make. It's right there.
It'll be an easy call there with 37 seconds to go. Hoover will get a fresh set of downs as well. That will make this inside the 8-yard line. Actually, it'll be a half a yard short. I thought it'd be enough for the first down. It won't be. The half the distance to the goal. Didn't quite get it, so it'll be second down in less than a yard. Farquhar with Sturdivant as his tailback. One fullback, Johnson. Quick handoff to Sturdivant. Left side, falls forward. May have lost a couple of inches. Third down and short.
Yeah, brought down in the backfield by Talik Curtin. That's his second tackle of the night. First tackle for loss on the night. He's been doing a great job. He's one of those guys that we're going to depend on next year as well. But overall, Bob Jones has not seen any the kind of penetration that they had in the first quarter this entire rest of the game. They may be fatigued. That may very well be it. But Hoover very strong up front all of a sudden.
Third and one just gets it snapped off before the end of the quarter. Goes up the middle, inside the 10 to the 9, but that's not going to be enough for a first down, maybe to the 8. It'll be fourth down, and that's how we end the third quarter. Bob Jones trails Hoover at the end of the third quarter, 17-3. We'll go to the fourth. Decision time for Hoover. You're listening to the Bob Jones Patriots exclusively on The Ump.
Bob Jones football is on The Ump.
The fourth down and very short for a Hoover as they switch sides of the field. And Seth, that third quarter was dominated by Hoover, especially on the time of possession. Another quick quarter here, and Bob Jones now in desperate need of a stop where Hoover can just put a field goal together and make this that much harder
on the Patriots.
Yeah, that would make it a three-score game, and Bob Jones only one score on the entire night, really has not been able to bring out a very long drive really the entire night outside of the first quarter where they turned it over on downs. And right here, fourth and one, and it looks like Hoover will bring out their regulars. They're on offense, so not going for a field goal. And so Bob Jones here forced with a must stop here, backs against the wall, but they have had a couple of really good stops on the defensive line the last couple plays.
Sturdivant, the one lone tailback, Farquhar gets the snap. They'll hand off left side, wide open, end zone, touchdown. Touchdown, C.J. Sturdivant. He goes for 9, and the lead is 23-3.
It's been a long-running theme with Bob Jones and the defense. Seems like that third and fourth down that they really, really need, it's just never there when they need it. And not knocking the defense, they played a terrific first 36 minutes of this game. It's hard to overcome 5 turnovers by the offense.
Extra point is up, and extra point is good, and we'll take a timeout with them. Hoover now leads Bob Jones 24-3. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to the Bob Jones Patriots exclusively on The Ump.
Back to live coverage of Bob Jones football on The Ump.
24-3 the score, 11:54 to go here in the fourth quarter. Bob Jones is now in serious comeback mode. The kickoff went back of the end zone, and it will be a first down for the Patriots going left to right from their own 20. Now going to have to put it on the arms of Brady Polson, who has thrown 4 interceptions tonight. It's a career high. Polson looks, fires left side. This one is deflected, almost intercepted, almost caught. Demontrez Brown almost made a great play, but also so did Hoover as well. It'll be second down and 10.
It's been a tough night for Brady. It just seems like that long ball has not been there for him all night, and that's something that he was really improving on down the stretch, especially throwing to Demontrez Brown late in the season and across the middle to Mekhi. It's really mystifying. It seems like his long ball has just been underthrown all night long.
2 to the left, 1 to the right. Quick handoff. Brad Anderson looks for space right side. He's going to be bottled up. He's going to lose 4 yards. They may give him a loss of 5 on that one. Brad Anderson has some momentum going in the start, at the start of the half, has been nothing since.
It's one of those things where Hoover is just slowly but surely clamping down, and they play great defense. This is something that you really cannot get down multiple scores to them, or they're going to pin their ears back and come for you every single time. And Brady just does not have the sauce tonight to put it up over their safeties.
3rd and 13, Olson throws left side. Is caught by Mekhi Stewart. Behind the line of scrimmage goes to the 20, to the 22, the 23, now to the 24. That's a gain of 7. Brady Polson, 3 of his last 9 for 18 yards and 3 interceptions. Bob Jones to punt. Riley comes back on to punt for the Patriots. 2 back to return for the Bucks, including Cortez Hall. This punt almost blocked. It's high at midfield. It is muffed. It's on the ground. Bob Jones can pick it up. Hoover looks like they may have too. Cortez Hall back there may have gotten it, and he does. Boy, does he ever save his team a little bit there. Bob Jones had a great opportunity to pick one up. Instead, it'll be first down Hoover from their own 44-yard line.
It's actually the second time that they've muffed a kickoff or a punt here in this second half, and fortunately able to fall down on top of it and just avoiding the mistakes there. But that's kind of the way the night has gone for Hoover. A lot more balls bouncing in their favor.
Quick handoff goes to McCammon, who's been the workhorse tonight. Up the middle, he's got space to the 30. Cuts inside to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 6. He is out of bounds. At the 6-yard line, that is a 50-yard carry for McCammon, and
could tell some of the wind is out of the sails of the Patriots. But a great cutback run there for McCammon.
It was great, great vision upfield. And I can't say enough about this Hoover blocking here in the second half. They're really taking it to the Patriots, and they're just sucking wind right now. So tough to play when you don't get any kind of break from the offense.
And Dr. McCammon again, right side, cuts inside to the 4 to the 3-yard line, and that'll be where he stood up. We'll say he won't even get to the 4-yard line, or to the 3. He'll give him the 4. Be second down and goal.
Kay Kohler with his 10th tackle of the night. He has been a silver lining on a very dark cloud this evening.
No hurry are the Hoover Bucks as it's 9:38 and counting on the clock. Second down and goal for the team clad in orange and black. Quick handoff to McCammon, right side, inside the 2 to the 1. He stretches. Touchdown. Touchdown. They'll give it to him late. Touchdown. Larry McCammon with a 4-yard touchdown run. That extends the lead.
Got to bring it on both sides of the ball against this Hoover team, Marky. That's what Grayson did last week. And unfortunately, Bob Jones, a great defensive performance here in this first few quarters, wasted on a night where the offense just cannot get it going. And honestly, you got to tip your hat to Hoover. They have brought it in every single phase tonight. They've been strong up front, really won the line of scrimmage here in the second half to pull away.
We're going to take a timeout. Extra point is good. It's now 31-3, Hoover on top. You're listening to the Bob Jones Patriots exclusively on the Ump.
Now back to Bob Jones Football on the Ump.
Final 9:22 on the clock as Hoover has a big lead, 31-3 over Bob Jones. The kick from Barrett Pickering is through the end zone. Again, another touchback, and Bob Jones will set back up on offense.
That's one of the parts of the game that you cannot ignore. I mean, every single time this kid kicks it right into the back of the end zone, and Bob Jones, as we know, has very talented returners, A.J. Brown, Brad Anderson, and they have not been able to get going the entire night. And as such, Hoover forcing the opponents to drive the full field on them. Very few teams here in the state of Alabama have been able to do that.
Brady Paulson in back as the quarterback, 2-1 receiver left, 1 to the right. Quick handoff, Brad Anderson, left side to the 25, to the 30, 32, 34. Give him the 35, 15-yard carry for Brad Anderson, and it's a big run. That's the largest, longest carry of the game for Bob Jones.
And I tell you what, Brad really brought it tonight. And here in the second half, they were feeding him, but unfortunately, this lead has grown too big to really feature him here in the second half, and it's tough. It's tough. He's a great offensive player for us.
First and 10. Hand off to Jalen Williams, left side. Gets up to the 40 before he's knocked down. That's his longest carry of the night. With 8:44 to go in the third quarter, it was 10-3 Hoover. How quickly things can change against this Hoover team with interceptions, with short fields, and that offense finally running on all cylinders, especially running the ball. Because it has not been a Garrett Farquhar night. It has been a C.J. Sturdivant, Larry McCammon type night for the Hoover Buccaneers. Also defensively as well, racking up 4 interceptions off of Brady Paulson. 4 interceptions.
Josh Nibbler learned very quickly up until halftime that his quarterback was not going to be able to get it done tonight against his talented secondary from Bob Jones, and turned to his offensive line and challenged them at halftime, and they have been doing a great job, albeit against a very tired Patriot defense.
Brad Anderson looks to stretch to left side, cuts up the field to the 47-yard line, give him the 48. That's a gain of 7. Another first down carry for Brad Anderson. So Bob Jones getting a little bit of movement over the left side. Hoover has relaxed some. Hoover, if they hold on, will take on the winner of Spain Park and James Clemens next week. It was 14-12, James Clemens at the half. Brady Paulson fakes and will run himself. He'll go up the middle, get a yard, and that'll be it. It's third technical rush He has one rush for a yard, another rush for a yard, and has that 6-yard loss on a sack.
You know, Brady has to be disappointed tonight. Did not come through with his best effort. And in a season where his long ball was drastically improving, I mean, he was really putting the ball right in the breadbasket on several plays through several games this season. As he lifts another long one.
Left side throw, incomplete, looking for Demontrez Brown. Threw that one off the back foot. It was one-on-one coverage down there. It was good coverage down there as well. Another incomplete pass.
Yeah, you have to highlight the Hoover defense, especially their cornerbacks, giving up a lot of size to Bob Jones on the outside, but sticking with them on speed. And unless Brady just drops it in over their head, they're right there every single play to their credit.
Third down and 9 for the Patriots. They put 3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. They're at their own 48-yard line. Holson with 1 tailback. Shotgun formation. Quick throw near side of Brad Anderson. He's in the flat. He's got to get up the field to the 50, to the 45. Barrels forward to the 42-yard line. That'll be enough for a first down. He needed 8. Extra 9. He got 10.
A night where, boy, you just look back, and of course hindsight's 20/20, but this was really a great night to feed Brad Anderson, using his speed to get to the edge. He's really given Hoover a lot of problems here in the second half, but unfortunately we've never been able to find out what we can really do on a full drive with so many quick turnovers.
16 touches for Brad Anderson tonight. They've tried. Brady Polson looks, fires to the left side, one-on-one coverage again, up, and is caught by Demontrez Brown. Touchdown! Dives in, touchdown, Bob Jones. That goes for 41, the first touchdown pass of the night for Brady Polson to Demontrez Brown with his 4th catch, and the Patriots are in the end zone.
And finally, he was able to just body his defensive back. A great job there by Demontrez to get inside, get up there and grab that ball, and once again using that big frame to power those last 3 or 4 yards into the end zone. A very, very bittersweet drive for Bob Jones, just maybe highlighting what could have been on this weekend.
Hoover now leads 31-10. You're listening to the Bob Jones Patriots exclusively on the Ump.
Back to the booth we go with Arky Shea and Seth Hagan. Bob Jones football is on the Ump.
And we're back live here from the Hoover Meds. The Patriots are in the end zone for the first time tonight. Makes it 31-10. Ian Korowski on the kick after a 41-yard touchdown pitch from Brady Polson to Demontrez Brown. Korowski on for the onside attempt, and it is gathered up nicely by Hoover. So it'll be first down for Hoover. So Brady Polson gets his first touchdown toss of the night. Demontrez Brown gets his first touchdown catch. He now has 4 catches for 72 yards and a touchdown. And also, let's note that Demontrez Brown is just a junior. He will be back next season.
And got to mention, if you want to take something away from this game, Hoover has not allowed more than 8 points to any team here in the state of Alabama so far this season. So Bob Jones already the only team who's managed more than 1 scoring drive against the Bucs.
Quick snap left side. It's a gain of a yard. Actually, no gain. No gain on the left side for Hoover on that run. Be second down and 10. R.J. Randall gets about nothing on the left side. Second and 10. Good start there of the drive.
It's well done. They're finally getting that the penetration of the middle. They're kind of reclaiming it from that first period. But Bob Jones is going to continue to run the ball. And with that in mind, Bob Jones can really pin their ears back and try to get a couple of tackles for loss, maybe a timely turnover.
Farquhar, the quarterback, waits for the snap with 2 receivers to the right. Won't worry, they'll go to the right side with the run instead. That's to give him about 3. Yeah, give him 3 for Corwin Russell, the senior, getting his second carry of the night. Limps off the field.
Jason Hawley again with his 3rd tackle here of this second half. He's a guy that, for us, that has really played well, a really good senior, and he's come in on relief efforts many a time and always plays with such great effort.
Third down and six. 6 minutes to go on the clock. 31-10. Bob Jones trails. A stop here would go a long way. Offense for Bob Jones is explosive. There'll be a timeout called by Hoover there, first of the half. For Hoover, all the seniors had to come up with a quote for the team, and they were going to be able to choose a quote from each one of the seniors. And senior Trey Copeland, a defensive back, came up with the phrase and the quote, "They thought they buried us, but they didn't know we were seeds." Hoover has grown into a mighty powerful team this year, as you can expect each and every year. Motivation there after losing in the semifinals last season before McGill Toulon beat Spain Park for the state championship last year. McGill Toulon, actually, last time I saw, was trailing. The number one team in the state was trailing. That was going into the half, I believe. So that would be a very, very, very shocking score if it stayed up there. Right now, James Clemens leads Spain Park 21-12 with 6:18 to go in the third quarter. If that holds up, it'll be Hoover taking on another Madison team, the James Clemens Jets. Jamil Muhammad with the 58-yard touchdown run in that game. So third down and a long six for Hoover. Farquhar looks to throw near side. Got the slant. It's caught at the 35-yard line and a first down for the Hoover Bucks. So that timeout was worth it for Hoover. They'll keep the ball and they'll keep the clock going.
Jaden Hill playing a little bit too far off the receivers. And honestly, they've been giving them a lot more room than they should have all night. And not sure why. This is not a very intimidating wide receiver group. Certainly Farquhar is limited as far as his throws can go. And really would have liked to see the secondary more in attack mode tonight.
Quick handoff, stopped in the backfield. A three-yard loss, but they'll get it back to the 38-yard line. McGammon gets nothing there. Khalid Kirtan, DJ Butler, all guys that were there, including number 44, Jayshon Hawley. And you know, Seth, as we start looking forward to next year, as we got 5 minutes to go, Bob Jones will have a lot of interesting bodies to replace. Brady Polson being one of those guys to try to find a guy to replace him. But another very important one will be number 24, Brad Anderson. The Stewart twins will be gone. Mikhail and Makai both have been very, very productive for Bob Jones as Farquhar trips and falls as he tried to get a quarterback keeper there at the 40, loss of two.
We'll also lose a guy that has been quite strangely silent tonight, DJ Butler, our leader in tackles for loss on the night where we have six. He's only accounted for one of those, and one of those was a sack. We're going to be missing him as well. But fortunately, we do bring back the majority of our linebackers next year.
Also, Gavin Lewis will be back. David Foster will be back. Unfortunately, you got guys like A.J. Harris that will be gone. Jay Hawthorne will be gone as well. This will be a very different-looking team, and you're losing basically almost that entire offensive line as Kate Kohler with the big stick at the 38-yard line.
He's a guy that's going to have to be our leader next year on defense. Mentioned that we bring him back along with Eli Johnston. The front seven can really be a serious strength for Bob Jones next year. I'm really looking forward to that. But like you said, secondary, many gaps to fill. A lot of playmakers back there.
Fourth down and 13 with under 4 minutes to go. The offense stays on. I'm sure they're just killing clock here as the play clock's down to 15. Bob Jones will fall to 0-6 against Hoover all time. Three straight first-round losses for the Patriots. And it will give Josh Niblett a playoff record in his career at Hoover, 33-4. 115-13 overall, which is an .898 winning percentage. Hoover takes a timeout instead of the penalty. It'll be fourth down 13. It'll be punting time.
Really incredible how he's been able to just keep this machine going. Got to hand it to him. Niblett has continued to keep the same feeling around the Hoover program. And as you can see, since the turn of the century, 14 appearances in the state championship game, just two times being eliminated before the title game.
getting ready for the punt here. Back to return for the Patriots is senior A.J. Harris. He is the... He is the Ole Miss commit for the Bob Jones Patriots. Another timeout called. And last score I had, Jeff Davis leading McGill Toulon, defending 7A champ, 14-11. See if I can get you an update on that one. That is a very interesting score to be paying attention to. In fact, see, 8 of... Yeah, that's the last score that I have. Actually, I'm sorry. McGill Toulon now leads 18-14 with 6:33 to go in the third quarter.
A crazy night indeed, but it's playoff football. You can expect just about anything. And this game was a bit surprising as well. Did not think that that Bob Jones would be held to what they have. But, again, got to credit the Hoover secondary. They have had their eyes peeled on Brady Polson all night and giving him really his worst high school game ever.
High punt sent inside the 15, inside the 10. It bounces actually right at the 10. Give him an inch or two inside the 10-yard line. And Bob Jones will take over with 3:03 to go on the clock.
Here, our last look at Brady Polson. Last time, took the guys right down the field for a touchdown, ending with that big 43-yard reception for Demontrez Brown. And we get one more chance to lead his guys down the field against this Hoover defense.
Wesley Burcham, receiver, coming in now for the Patriots. Still most of the starters in. In fact, all of the starters are in. Quick handoff. Brad Anderson to the 20, to the 25, to the 30, to the 32-yard line. That's a 22-yard gain. Brad Anderson racking up some nice garbage time yards. Bob Jones held to its lowest outing so far. The previous was 14 against Austin earlier this season. Right now stick at 10 as the clock's under 3 minutes. Patriots put three receivers to the left, including Brad. One to the right. Quick throw over to Makai Stewart. Looks for some space to the 40. Got it to the 44, to the 45. Give him to the 47. That's a 15-yard pitch and catch. And Brady Polson's 3 for his last 3.
That's outside and stops the clock. A great job. And once again, moving the ball pretty quickly on this defense. Hoover probably with a few starters out on defense trying to get their depth ready for a matchup next week with James Clemens, that they're really going to have to bring their lunch pail for that one.
Hand off to Isaiah Hatchett, who gets to the 48-yard line at the gain of 6. Isaiah Hatchett with his second carry of the night. Another tackle from K.J. Vault. K.J. Vault is a 6-foot, 197-pound senior who is committed to Tulane, committed back there in July. A couple of guys who are committed, including another linebacker, Colby Coleman, who's also a 2-star, 6'2", 217. He's committed to Bowling Green. Barrett Pickering, by the way, is a 1-star kicker who just recently visited Notre Dame. Also has looks from Rutgers, North Carolina as well. People who are interested in him, just kickers. It's weird not giving kickers a scholarship, you know what I mean?
No doubt.
Brady Polson looks. He's hit. He is sacked. 45-yard line, a sack there. That's a loss of 7. Second time he's been sacked. First time he's been sacked multiple times in a game this season. And it took the number one defense in the state to do it. So back to the 45 for a 3rd and 11.
So many things going the opposite way, but, I mean, this is playoff football, and sometimes things don't turn out quite like you hoped. But Brady still with some time here to make some things happen.
Catch to the left side, gets a yard, and that's it, 4th and 10. Clock shows a minute to go. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll wrap up some numbers here, talk about the season itself, and get you ready for hopefully a stupendous 2017, as the Patriots will have something very important to look forward to next year, and we'll talk about that coming up in the postgame show.
And it looks like we're coming out to punt with the clock working inside 40 seconds. John Riley on the punt.
He's going to keep
a fake.
Fake left side, runs up the left side to the 50, but he's going to be short. Ball's actually loose. It's on the ground. It's a late fumble. They'll call it a fumble. and knocked out of bounds at the 47-yard line. That'll basically do it. That'll basically do it. Hoover only has to run a play.
Hoover, a nearly flawless game on defense. Aside from that last touchdown, just playing so well. Bob Jones really only with a couple of long drives on the entire night. Get the feeling that it maybe could have been a little bit different, but a lot of long interceptions, a lot of punt-like interceptions, put Bob Jones in some weird situations. Defense got tired and really downhill from there, but still a very good Bob Jones offense here. The offensive line should certainly be credited with an incredible season. And like you said, I mean, had only given up two sacks in a game, but hadn't given up two sacks in a game all season up until this point. So really a great game, a great season for Bob Jones. And now Kevin Rose has to go back to the drawing board and figure out ways to win next season. I'm sure he's got a couple things, his bag of tricks. But now having to, James Clemens certainly losing a lot of guys off their defense going into next year. They'll have to replace some guys. And really look at Hewitt Trustful, a team that really came out of nowhere in their first year in the region, played so well, and specifically on offense, just outscoring every team at every turn. In a game where Bob Jones certainly had a chance to win and could have improved their playoff positioning, but a tough game here, solid effort. You just know that Brady Polson wants a few of those throws back, a couple of throws where it really changed the outlook of this game. And but overall, a lot to look forward to for next season, especially on defense. A lot of big uglies coming back, and I love to see those guys play hard along this line. And really, tonight, they really showed out and showed the promise that the front seven has for 2017.
We're going to take a quick timeout when we come back. The post-game show here from the Hoover Met, that's Bob Jones, falls 31-10 to the Hoover Buccaneers. You're listening to Bob Jones Football on the Ump.
Back to live coverage of Bob Jones Football on the Ump.
Back live to the Hoover Met as we welcome you back into the Bob Jones post-game show. Thank you guys so much for being aboard throughout this entire season. Give you some final stats. Excuse me. That is not very professional of me to cough near a microphone. Final stats for tonight's game look like this. Rushing for Bob Jones, Brad Anderson had 11 carries for 67 yards, much of that in mop-up duty. That's 6.1 a carry. Jalen Williams, 6 for 11. Isaiah Hatchett, 2 for 8. And John Michael Riley, 1 for 2 on that fake punt. Brady Polson, 16 of 27 passing. 160 yards, one touchdown, boy, four interceptions, including a pick six that was basically the big difference in the first half of play. Receiving, Mekhi Stewart, 5 catches for 50. Brad Anderson, 5 for 34. Demontrezz Brown, 4 for 71. And the touchdown, Sam Barnes, 1 for 6. Brad Anderson had one punt return for 5 yards. Mike Riley had 3 punts for 36 yards, including one inside the 20. Leading tackler for Bob Jones was Cade Kohler, who had 12 tackles, including one sack. DJ Butler had 5, including a sack. Jade Hill, 4, and Jay Hawthorne with 4. So, Seth, this game did not obviously go the way the Bob Jones Patriots were looking for it to go. They were very, very, very tough in that first half, especially that first quarter. Defensively, they held up as well as they could. It's just unfortunate that Brady Polson threw 3 interceptions in the first half and 4 overall. And it made it just tough, very tough. Or excuse me, 2 in each half. Made it very tough for Bob Jones to sort of be able to dig out of a hole. Now, fortunately, their defense did a really good job for the most part. It's just when you keep giving a team like Hoover more opportunities, they slowly start pecking away at you. And next thing you know, they're going right through the seams. And again, with 8:44 to go in the third quarter, it was 10-3 Hoover. Bob Jones had just had a 35-yard field goal to make it 10-3, and then just the floodgates started opening up.
Yep.
Hoover had their best drive
full drive for 76 yards.
As an answer right off the bat.
Yeah, to make it 17-3. And then Bob Jones was right behind the eight ball the rest of the way.
Yeah, it was a tough game. You're not going to win many games throwing four interceptions, but throwing four interceptions to the number one defense in the state is something different entirely. And it's a really tough game. You feel for Brady Polson. He knows he could have had a much better effort out there, especially with that long ball. And nothing to be ashamed about. He led the seventh best scoring offense in the entire state all year, really improved throughout the year, improved his numbers and his accuracy. But tonight just met a better foe. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's what the playoffs are all about. It's a shame that teams have to lose in these games because so many talented players out there for both teams, both squads, especially the offense for Bob Jones and the defense for Hoover. A team that just littered with upperclassmen. They're going to have to replace a lot of guys themselves next year and a lot of juniors stepping up for them.
For Bob Jones, looking into next year, they will lose five starters on defense: Jay Hawthorne, DJ Butler, AJ Harris, Mikhail Stewart, and Trey Langford. But offensively, they are just about to get torn up. Kendall Randolph, Mac Reagan, Makai Stewart, Brady Polson, Brad Anderson, Ethan Ganoush, and Tucker Walters are all graduating, which means you're bringing back Caleb Lawson as the senior center next year, Sam Barnes as a receiver, Demontrez Brown, and Jalen Williams as your main starters that will be coming back. Now, there are some experienced players all over the place for the Patriots, including Isaiah Hatchett, Cameron Cobb, and Williams. It's just going to be an interesting-looking team early next year, and they will get a very interesting-looking test when Bob Jones travels the first week of the season to take on Dorman in South Carolina next year for that return trip. It will be a very, very, very different-looking Bob Jones squad.
Yeah, that's going to be very interesting to see how they react and how all the new guys react, replacing the starting quarterback and running back. And then almost that entire offensive line. You're right, this thing will have a completely new identity on it. But Coach Rose has shown his ability over the years to adjust and to adjust the personality of his team to fit the personnel. And so I have no doubt that they will be back next year playing well. But it's just so hard to lose that many guys up front on the offensive line. The defense is really going to have to step up next year and help the offense out and help them ease into next season and maybe win a couple of close, low-scoring games early.
If you look at some of the numbers, how they end up ending out, total yards, Bob Jones, 53 plays for 242, Hoover, 63 for 314. So not wildly different, but a lot of garbage yards for Bob Jones, and five turnovers. Five turnovers will get you beat by a lot of teams, including the number one defense in the state. Seth, you got any final thoughts for tonight's game?
Well, it's a tough pill to swallow, but it's a tough game, and it really tells you that you really have to lock down on a lot of these region games, because so many instances throughout the season, close losses could have put Bob Jones at home tonight, or certainly against a much easier opponent than the number one defense in Hoover. But can't feel sorry for yourself, but you can't feel bad about the team, because they had a great season overall, represented well, and just met a really tough opponent tonight.
The Hoover Buccaneers are winners 31-10 here live from the Hoover Met in beautiful Hoover, Alabama. Seth Hagen, thank you so much for your time throughout this season. It has been a really fun one to broadcast.
No doubt. My pleasure.
I want to thank every one of you guys who have been listening throughout the season, from Dorman back in Madison to Austin through the two-hour rain delay, through homecoming, through beating James Clemens for a fifth consecutive year, to beating Buckhorn after being down 20-0 in the first quarter. It has been a wild, wild ride, and I really appreciate you being aboard throughout the entire 2016 campaign. But we'll look to kick it off again next August as the Patriots will travel to South Carolina for their opening matchup of the season against Dorman, South Carolina. Until we meet again, my name is Arky Shea. That has been Seth Hagen. Have a great night. Many thanks to Mike Rose, who has been there
every single night. Our producer in studio back in Athens, Alabama, thank you so much for giving us some of your late nights as well. Could not do it without Mr. Mike Rose. Again, Seth Hagen, Arky Shade, have a great night. Thank you so much for your patience, so much for your ears, and so much for Bob Jones Football. Good night, everybody.